everybody. How you doing? It's Friday again, and we're doing readings again today. We're going to do some Bria tarot card, angel, and psychic readings. We have a guest with us today, Barbara D. Long, and she has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Night Light. She's also a internationally known spiritual intuit. Have I said that right? Medium, channel, author. She's also an artist. She's also an ordained minister. She's also designed and published her own deck of cards, which is called the Cosmic Deck of... I'm trying to say this right. It's not my day for talking either. Deck of Immutations. So I see that we have... I'm going to bring her on the line right now. So everybody welcome Barbara DeLong. I'm trying to see here. Where'd she go? Okay, here we go. All right, Barbara, are you on the phone?
I am on the phone.
How you doing?
I am doing great, and that's Cosmic Deck of Initiation.
Initiation.
Yeah.
I had a funny feeling I was pronouncing it wrong, but today has been one of those days where I'm just not being able to pronounce anything right. So.
Oh, that's okay. I have to check the spelling every time I write it out myself.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. And it seems like the lines are really lit up, too. So that's one of those I'm trying to figure out. Like, okay, it's been a crazy day. I've been cold. So for some reason, I have a tough time getting direction on that whole thing. So let's just go to the phones and start answering some questions for everybody. I also want to go over everything with you real quick and with everybody to show that for the 10th caller today, you won a 45-minute reading. So hang in there. Because it seems like we're going to get the 10th caller very quickly today. We're also going to get some tips here throughout the show for some of you guys who like to do their own readings on how to get some really clearer meanings of what you're trying to come up when you do the cards, even some ways to do the reading itself. So you might want to tune in for that one because I've noticed some people that I know personally. They have some time. They do the cards and stuff, but they don't understand the answers they're getting. So this will help you clarify that. So let's go and do some calls. Has it been a good day for you, Barbara?
It's been a great day. I have been extraordinarily busy, and it's nice to have a break to be able to sit down and just do readings.
Okay. So this area code 561, you're on the air, and how you doing? What's your name?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Stacy.
Stacy?
Yep.
So you have a couple questions for us today?
Just give me a general one, yes.
Okay, I caught the first part, but the last part kind of faded off. You said just give you a...
General.
Okay.
Whatever.
Is there anything you're picking up with this, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say that, Stacy, you're at a place in time where you've got a new foundation you're working from. It feels like you are feeling held back, almost like you're hitting a brick wall, but that's just because it's really not time to move forward. After the first of the year, you're going to find yourself moving forward a lot faster on things. I would, that old adage or ethic or whatever, be careful what you wish for because it's all going to come down about the same time here. There's an inner restlessness as though you feel like you need to move on and make a lot of changes, and it feels as though changes are going to happen. But after the first of the year, try not to push yourself too hard. Around the March time frame, here's where I see a lot of movement in your life. And it's also a time to take care of yourself, to move in new directions. Getting back to the books is a good time. It feels like you may even go back to school on some level here. And the summertime looks as though you are moving into a time where magic is happening so that the element of love is all around you. And it looks like it's going to be a very interesting summer on many different levels for you. September has a new continuity of energy in your life, and as you come into the fall time next year, you're going to be really this is a time where you're going to be choosing new directions, especially quite possibly for work. So you're coming into a year in which a lot of things are karmically coming together for you, as though the pieces of the puzzle are finally fitting into place.
Okay.
That sounds like a storybook from my life. Right on the nose.
Okay. So, Stacy, anything else you want to ask before you go? Any kind of questions, any kind of thoughts that you want to ask about before you go?
I didn't hear you.
I said, is there anything else that you might want to ask before you go? Anything that you might want to inquire what Barbara said?
What she said about school, going back to school, how soon do you see me starting that process?
It feels as though it's probably towards the end of summer that you actually get everything in place for it, because money is an issue. But as you get towards the end of summer, things open up for you a lot.
Mm. Wow. I got you right here, and I'm telling you this stuff. Wow.
That's why we get the big bucks.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm great. Hey.
Oh, you're welcome. We'll keep in touch with us and tell us how those things go.
You know I will. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. You have a great night, and thank you for the call. Barbara, before we go any farther, do you want to give everyone your information and how they can contact you for reading?
Oh, sure. I have a website. It's www.barbaradelong.com, and has a ton of information along with how you get a reading if you want to have a private one. But I also do readings on my show, Nightlight, on Monday nights from 10 to 12.
Hmm. And you've been on the air for quite a long time, haven't you?
Feels like it. No, a little over a year.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good.
Well, I've been doing this for the last 40 years, so it does feel like it's a never-ending journey for me, and it's been a very exciting one, I have to admit.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have a tendency to run into people that just kind of blow your socks off with some of the things that go on, but I like it when they come back with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when they come back to you and tell you all the things that had happened and how they made differences and that kind of stuff, that just kind of makes you really feel like you're really contributing and makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the people that I read on a regular basis have been with me for about 25 years.
Oh, okay. That's great. Yeah, I've got a couple really good people who stick with me, and it's one of those things, you know, you have a tendency to just call you for a couple of questions, which that's no big deal, but it's interesting, it really is, especially with some
Absolutely.
Of the medium work, especially with some of the medium work, because I've actually had some people come back, and it's amazing about how they can connect with their loved ones and realizing it's a good way to for them to get over the grieving process, to realize they can still kind of have that contact with them.
Oh, absolutely.
So, let's take a couple more calls. Actually, just keep taking calls.
Okay.
Here we go. Area code 631. You're on the air. How you doing, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm doing okay. My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne?
Yes.
And do you have a couple questions for you? Because, I mean, I'm picking up some stuff here where it's like, you got some stuff going on.
I sure do.
Very intense.
I'm hoping for a love life, a boyfriend. My finances are horrible because my ex just got residential custody of my son, and now he wants child support, and then he's not paying any, so I have a lot of debt. And also, I want to know if you see my son ever coming back. He's only 9. And he's leaving in 2 weeks to go live with his dad.
Uh-huh.
So, no, that's not much.
No, it's not. No, I was just sitting there focusing on the child itself. I just don't feel like it's going to be a permanent situation. I really don't feel like it's going to last very long anyway. I feel like your child will be coming back a whole lot sooner than most people think right now.
Really? Because you don't know his dad.
Well, I don't know. To tell you the truth, I really don't. I really wouldn't want to know him. But
thank you.
He's one of those people that it's kind of hard to explain because he's not really a bad person, but his actions. But with the situation, you should take that out of your mind and forget the whole thing, and just kind of like focus on your child. And I feel like if you take the, as we were talking about in previous shows, if you take a really, just take a step back and visualize what you want happen, what you want to happen there, that's what you need to focus on, okay? I understand the situation with the husband and that kind of stuff, and, you know, how he can be really difficult in these situations and even really dig in like he's threatened.
Mm-hmm.
But with this situation, I feel like it's one of those things where it's going to fall in your favor if you focus on the positive and just kind of like, well, actually, forget the negative even exists. Because I feel like a lot of things you've been focusing on also taking you away from what you've been really focusing on with your finances and stuff. So I feel like
finances, I have to work two jobs, I guess.
Well, you should still try to focus on what you really want to do with your life, too, as well. And you won't be doing those two jobs for the rest of your life. I feel like you should be really focusing on schooling right now, too. It's one of those things. For some reason, I keep picking up schooling could also be a really good thing for you right now because it could also answer some of your financial problems.
Yeah, I can't go to school right now. I don't have any money.
Well, you don't need any money to go to school. They'll give you money to go to school. You just have to sit there and focus on that, too. I've had in previous shows where I've talked to people about things that have happened in my life where you would think that I would need money for an apartment, to get an apartment, to get a hotel room or something like that. And those things just still happened anyway because that's what I was focusing on. They were the answer. They were the solution. So they came anyway. And then afterwards, yes, I had to have money to keep those things, but those things still fell in my lap. And I really put it to focusing on the positive and just wouldn't give up. I mean, even when I was behind my rent, it was constantly smiling my face, heading out the door, enjoying life. And it just seemed like those situations didn't last very long. And the same thing I feel like here. You've been focusing a lot on this thing with the child and stuff like that. It's been taking your attention elsewhere. So I'm getting a lot of things with that where it's like put your focus back on what you can and can, you know, forget the can't. Can't doesn't exist anymore, okay? Think that in your mind. Can't does not exist. What you want to focus on is what you want to do. And these other things, you're going to be amazed when you really start focusing on and getting really detailed about what you really want to do, how you want this all to fold out. Because I feel like once you start focusing on it again and getting that detail again, you're going to be amazed of all the opportunities that drop in your lap that you never thought could happen before.
I would like to have either my own business or babysit at home or something, but you don't get health benefits. But what do you see me going back to school for?
Well, you know something? Take your thinking and yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to put this in perspective here. I'm trying to put it into words because I got all this information just pouring in my head where it's just like the idea of owning your business, but you've also got to put yourself in the mentality of owning a business, which health and health benefits and that kind of stuff. That's great, but if you really get your business going, you really won't have to worry about those things. You'll acquire them like the rest of us do when we're self-employed. It's just the idea. When I sit here and listen to you talk, there's some negativity in your voice about almost to the point where you don't think that you can actually accomplish these things. That's what I'm saying to you. Take that doubt out of your mind because all these things can be obtained one at a time, but they will happen. And I feel like it's like to get you some information. I've actually acquired some meditational CDs from the library. So there's all kinds of solutions out there where you can actually get the material that you can actually help you focus on turning your life around and positive. Because I feel like January and February is a very good month for you at the beginning of the next year. But I don't want anything to hold it back either. So therefore, that's why I keep getting this focus. What do you think, Barbara?
excuse me. I think I agree with you on the sun totally. I think that if you can just sit back and let things sort of move ahead, you'll find that your son will come back to you a lot faster than almost I almost want to say almost than you want, because I have to tell you, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to do a lot of work on yourself that you haven't had time to do because you have been so concerned with this battle that's been going on. this is giving you a chance to put your life in order, to get a lot of things straighter in your life, to work on aspects within you that will enable you to support him a lot better when he comes back. He's 9 years old now. By the time he's 11, I think he'll be back with you living full time.
Two years? Wow.
2 years. 2 years is a very short period of time in the scheme of all things.
Well, he'll be 10 in February. Now, do you still see 11?
I still see 11. And what I'm looking at here is you are allowing your ego to throw stumbling blocks in your way instead of just saying, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to draw into my life. I'm not sure how it's going to happen, but the universe will take care of it, because the universe truly does. A good thing, a good tool for you to work on would be a vision board. Are you familiar with what they are?
Well, do you see me getting my own business, whether it's babysitting or something else? What do you see me doing? I don't know what to do. That's the thing. Or do I have to work? Five somewhere as a receptionist?
No, wait. What I said first was a vision board would be a good idea. If what you want is a full-time job and self-employment and all of that stuff, that's what you put on a vision board. Vision boards are wonderful in that they help to subliminally program your consciousness to bring something into your reality. When I look at the cards that I have out for you, when I look at professional, I see abundance here. So my feeling, the thing that I'm getting as I look into it and build upon it, is that there are new beginnings here for you. You should look for part-time jobs in lots of different places. One of the part-time jobs you're going to pick up in the next 3 months is going to turn into something that you can turn around and make your own and have a full-time and have self-employment. Self-employment doesn't happen.
But right now I'm working as a teacher aide. I don't get paid much, but then afterwards I'm doing the after-school program to make extra money and house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I going to get out of that? I mean, is someone at the after-school program or mom or dad's going to have their own business and say, do you want to help, and then I'm going to do my own business?
You know, the thing is, you never know where it comes from. You just put yourself out there and let the universe bring it to you.
Okay.
And you know, just talk about how you want to be self-employed, or when people ask you, you know, what are your dreams and what are your aspirations, you tell them what you want. And you allow the universe to bring it to you, and the universe honestly does. If you are constant in your thoughts as far as I'm going to get a full-time job, I'm going to work full-time in my own business, I'm seeing it all happening, but it takes time and it takes energy.
What am I going to be doing? I don't know. That's the problem.
You're going to be doing what you're doing now, and then you're going to let something else come in.
Yeah, I know, but what's that other thing coming in?
I have no idea, and I don't think you do either. I think you have to allow the universe to bring it to you and be open to lots of different changes and lots of different possibilities. When you're on a spiritual pathway, when you're turning your life over to the universe, so to speak, and trusting the universe is going to bring you the right thing, it does. But there's no way of understanding or gauging what is the right thing for you. You have to let it just sort of happen. And it does. It happens. It's the element of miracles are here. And you just have to, you can't ask for somebody to explain what a miracle is. You just have to allow it to happen.
Okay.
Yes.
I know.
The only thing I would add to that whole thing is the idea of what you're supposed to do with your life is something that you're drawn to. You know, when I sit there and listen to you talk, it's like you're so focused on there's something there for you that I think in some ways you're actually missing it. So it's like one of those things of when I sit here and started suggesting meditations and that kind of stuff, it's just the idea of relaxing so you can actually let down your resistance for it to come to you. And then you'll know exactly what it is. But
okay.
You know, I'm just saying you have this resistance up right now where you just think that there's certain things that you're going to have to do. And I understand the way the vision that you see in front of you, but right now it's like everything in your life is I guess you would say the manifestation of your past thinking. So we're just trying to get you to change your thinking now so you can change your future.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'll try. I'll try to manifest and ask the universe what I should be doing as my own business, but I still have to work until I get that, and because you have to have backing of money to get your own business. You just can't go into it.
No, actually, you can if you just let it happen.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, you know, I understand what you're saying. You're seeing it from your side, but I said, you know, we're just trying to get you to open up and say, we, from experiences of things we've gone through, I mean, this week has been one of my weeks where I just sat here and said, instead of feeding into what the illusion, I'm sitting here saying, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. I've already had two.
So should I say that then?
Yes, if that works for you, that's what I'm saying. Just find something that works for you, but keep your mind open. So that you know, I used to sit there and say this to myself. I would visualize something, and then I would sit there and go, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally, you know, satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone involved. And that way you're saying I'm focusing on this is what I see in my mind, but hey, universe, if you have something better for me, I'm also open for that as well.
Okay. I can do that. Because my ex would probably just want me dead. That's how I feel right now.
But see, one thing you cannot do in this situation is you cannot feed into what he might or not might not do. He's no longer a part of your life. I understand.
Well, he is because he's making my life miserable with my son. I had to fight this battle for 3 years.
See, that's one thing I was agree with Barbara. Get you a focus board, something to focus on. Start focusing on your goals, not on this negative stuff. Because this negative stuff is going to bring nothing but. Going to bring nothing more. I mean, it's going to, let me rephrase that.
Have you ever heard of the law of attraction?
Yeah.
And the law of attraction basically says that what you put out there is what you draw into yourself. Have you heard what you've been saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if that's what you're putting out there, that's what you'll draw in. And,
okay, then I'll just be more positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not beating up on you or nothing like that. We're just pointing out a place to start. And it's the first thing you should do is start listening to yourself. And then as you're listening to yourself, see how you can change those thoughts into positive.
All right, so if I don't have rent money, this say, universe, let me get rent money?
Yes.
Yes. Because let me say it like this. I'm sitting here, like in your boat right now. I'm sitting here going, I have no money coming in. So I sit there and say, I'm not going to focus on that part, because if I do that, then I'm just going to create more opportunities not to make money.
Okay.
What I've been doing. But also the same thing I've been doing right now is I'm doing what I like to do no matter what. And I've started noticing everything is starting to change. The bills that I have are being paid off one at a time, not as quick as I'd like them to, but they're getting done and things are starting to speed up because I've changed my thinking and just started thinking, instead of thinking, okay, I'm not making any money, I said, well, I can't think that anymore. I got to focus on financial blessings coming into my life, which is what I need.
Okay.
And every time I turn around, like, I'm serious. This week has been one of those weeks where I was centered focusing on my show. You know, I was scared I wasn't going to be able to keep my premium show going. All of a sudden, I have a client who came in yesterday and actually paid for it.
Okay.
That just came out of nowhere. And you're sitting there saying, I have to have money. Every time I turn around and I let the universe do what it's going to do, miracles drop in my lap like you would not believe. And I have a tough time believing them too, but am I going to stop believing? No. And then today I just acquired a new client.
Okay.
Who paid in full. So, you know, I didn't call these things in, but actually I did. I didn't see them coming and they didn't come out maybe the way I wanted them to, or maybe I didn't make as much money as I wanted to. But the point is, these things are still happening, and who knows? I just keep saying, one thing I would do with the situation you're talking about with the finances, when I sit there and say financial blessings are going to happen before the end of the week, don't dwell on it. Just say, okay, just say that one time, let it go. And then if you think you need to reaffirm it, then what you're saying, and then say this, another financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. What you're saying is, the first one's still going to happen, and I'm already calling in for the second one.
Okay.
And see, I guarantee you, you're going to start seeing some positive things.
I hope so. I hope so.
You will. Well, keep us informed, and we'd love to hear from you again and see how this all unfolds. But I think you're going to really things are going to start picking up for you, and those positive things that we're talking about at the beginning of the year, you're going to be amazed what's going to turn around. And I just feel like this thing with your child is going to turn around really quickly. It's going to surprise you, too.
You mean 2 years?
I'm just saying as fast as it happens. See, the point is with readings, we're seeing things as they're unfolding now. But see, you still have control over the whole thing. So therefore, if you want it to happen sooner, then put it on your focus board, which is the very first thing you should do.
Okay. Just write down, I will get my son in a year, and put that on a board?
Yes. What I did was I would go to Walmart and find those cork boards, and I just pin things to it. And I would sit there and focus on it about 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before I go off and do my daily thing.
I mean, like a house, a husband, my son, and a job? That's not I'm laughing because it's a lot.
That's exactly.
I have to tell you, I do a vision board every year. And every year I put ridiculous things on it because I can't imagine how they would possibly happen or manifest. And this last year, everything I had on that vision board, with the exception of $20 million with the lottery, which, you know, I'll give it a pass, but, you know, everything came true.
So should I get that vision board and just do it 15 minutes every day, focus on it?
Actually, put it wherever you're going to be able to see it constantly. I have mine by my computer, and I see it all the time.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I would do, too. I have mine by my workstation and by my computer, too, where I'm sitting there working on things. What I do is if I have trouble focusing on just the writing that I have, then I'll try to find some visual aids to back it up. Like if I'm working on my body, I'll find some pictures of what I would like to be, and then I put those things there. I've even taken physiques of certain guys and put my face on his face so therefore I can get that visual thing going on. Because I'm just saying, the more you can visualize and you can actually get it in your mind, the quicker it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll try. I'm trying not to be pessimistic, but sometimes I don't believe in prayer or visualization. I just feel like you have to work your butt off and it's all luck.
Well, you have to work your butt off, too. But it isn't just luck. It's work.
Right. So, you know, the situation where you're saying, you know.
And actually, some of us could stand to lose some of our butt anyhow.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day. Have a great night, and thank you for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Where am I at? I know what I want to do. I want to go to area code 727. You're in the air. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, I'm good. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. I also got to tell you one thing, too. The reason I went to you as quick as I did, because you're actually our 10th caller.
Oh, so, wow.
So you actually won the 45-minute reading. So, hey, you know, it's one of those things you can go ahead and ask us a couple questions. And
wow, that's so wonderful.
Reason I'm saying that right now, because I actually, after the show's over tonight, I was talking about on the air about getting a new client. I'm actually doing a reading for right after the show. So.
Wow, that's really good. Thank you.
So I'm just saying, you got your 45-minute reading. I've got your number down, but my number is, what's my number? 937. Are you getting this?
I'm trying to. Yeah, 937.
937-838. Mm-hmm. 6337.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I said, you know, I have a show. I have a reading to do right after the show is over with. But you know, it's an hour reading, and if you're one of those people that can, if you're on the East Coast, if you want to call after 10, that's fine, and we can take care of that for you. Okay.
Okay, that's great. I am actually on the East Coast, so.
All right,
that's
cool.
Good.
Okay. So you have a couple questions for us? You go right ahead.
Well, I do. I have a huge desire to volunteer for an organization, and it's to help me with my grief. I lost my son early this year, and I'm looking to try to volunteer for someone. But they have not responded to lots of emails, phone messages, nothing. And it's getting kind of frustrating. And I don't really want to look elsewhere because that's really where I want to focus my energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't I don't want to say I don't see it coming. I just want to know if it's going to happen soon, and is it going to be enough for me? You know, I really want to put a lot into this.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you do have a lot of things going on in your life right now, too, as well.
Yeah, I do, actually. It's mostly with my grief, and, you know, I have some pain issues, but, yeah.
Okay, so basically what you want to ask is, you're asking when this volunteer...
Yeah, if it... Well, I'm sorry. He's my... I'm sorry. No, I just want to know, is it going to be a while before this comes? Because I know that it's going to happen for me. You know, I believe that it will happen, and believing that, I know it just will. But I just don't know if it's going to be enough. Maybe I should look somewhere else, too, so that I have enough. I don't work. So all this alone time with myself really makes it hard for me with my grief process.
Okay, so you're trying to keep yourself busy.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I pick up the most really quickly with the situation is I keep getting too much. I don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. Well, it comes across as very quickly, and I keep getting it too much. How about you, Barbara? What are you getting at?
I sneezed on confirmation on your 2 months. no, I think
bless
that...
You.
Thank you. Aller, I have 9 cats I live with, and I refuse to admit I'm allergic to them. So what I'm seeing here is that you're at a time frame where there's so much going on. You're sending out very fragmented energy in that way, and because of that, the universe is having a hard time working on what you want to have drawn into your life. And can I ask what organization it is you volunteer for?
I'm trying to volunteer with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
That's a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell from the cards here, that after the first of the year is when I see things happening, and that by the time you get to January, there's going to be setting your feet upon a karmic pathway. It does feel as though you are going to be drawn in the direction that is most appropriate for you in order to feel that you are making a difference in the lives of other people. Certainly there is this sense of you're taking it home, you're making this not only a career but a cause. That it's almost like you're on a crusade. And I think right at this moment in time, it's not time for you to get on the horse and go out there and joust. It feels like you have more time that you. I understand that you feel you need the process in order to fully do the grieving process that every mother would have in this situation. But you have individual things that you really have to take care of first. And I know it's easier to look outside and see lots of other things that you could get busy with yourself, but you have stuff you need to do internally. There is a book you need to write, and I don't know why you're not writing it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I know that it may be a little early for this, but you can certainly be putting material together for it. I feel that a creative process will open a channel for expression for you that will help you to... It will be a cathartic experience. I'm seeing spiritual support here on the other side with you. I'm seeing that there is a great deal of spiritual energy on the other side, helping to guide you. Just don't try to rush this process, because if you rush it, you'll have to return to it and just reopen the wounds and start to heal all over again, and you don't want to do that.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking, when I was picking up on the whole thing, I forgot a couple of the other two callers. I forgot to give them their tarot card of the day. I was looking at this one card. It was just a star card, and I keep getting this thing where you're trying to still get some clarity on some stuff with the situation you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions, if that's what you mean, and there's a lot of things that have not been answered.
How old was
he? That's what you mean.
How old was
he had just turned 19 years old.
Okay. So you're confused about the accident? I keep getting an accident.
It was an accident, and yes, I'm confused about it, and I have a lot of, I don't know, I go through all the emotions. Seems like I hit on all of them all the time, you know. But I just don't understand how, you know, the drinking age is 21, and I just don't understand how he got alcohol and how people in his life allowed it. And, there's just so many questions about the accident that I don't understand.
Was there also some questioning, too, that you were questioning before this even happened with some of the people that were some of his friends in his life?
Definitely.
So it's almost like when I look at the situation, I understand your confusion about some things, but I also get that you had some clarification on those. I keep getting two individuals. Two of them that keep coming up all the time.
There were two people that were in the car with him.
Okay.
And another one passed away, and another one is out of the trauma unit now.
Okay. Because the reason I asked the question, because it seems like one of the individuals you really blame more than anybody else in the situation. Because I keep getting, I would even say the person in trauma, without that trauma center you're talking about. I just keep getting a lot of mistrust with that person in particular. There too.
Yeah, I do. I go back and forth with it. I communicate with his girlfriend on the internet, and you know my family is very upset with me for doing that. But it's just something that I feel I thought I needed to do. You know, I just felt I needed to reach out to this boy. He lost his friend, and as well as you know, he's in a very critical state now. Health-wise, so I reached out to him, and I have some issues with that. You know, I go back and forth of whether or not I should or shouldn't be there.
Right.
So maybe that's what you're seeing.
Well, yeah, the thing that comes to me the quick, I would say my angel was pointing out, is just the idea of forgiving everybody.
Right.
And it seems like you're getting there, but you're not quite there, and it seemed like that would help out a lot in this situation.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like forgive and realize that everything unfolded just the way it was. And even forgive yourself because you felt like this was going to happen. And you're kind of mad at yourself because you feel helpless. That's what it was.
Yeah, I did feel very helpless. I still feel very upset about a lot of things that happened. But I'm coming to understand that, you know, it was an accident and it's done, you know. And now I'm learning to build a better relationship with my son. But it's just hard, very hard. So that's why I thought maybe if I volunteered, I could, you know, put some energy there and get out of my own self, and maybe that would help.
That's a good, but you still have to do your own forgiving and just forgive everybody in this situation and just move on. You'll definitely see some differences. That's what I get. Move on, forgive, and say, okay, you're right, it was an accident. And just kind of move on. And I feel like the grieving process and what you're going through, I don't feel like it's going to be as long as you think it is. Because in some ways you were trying to do lots of things, thinking it's going to be something that's going to be going on for a time. When I say surprise, it's the idea. I just feel like there's something that's going to happen around, actually I keep getting the end of January, 1st of February, where you're going to come to grips with this.
Okay.
Move on a little bit quicker, okay? So just keep your mind open. We were talking about the other lady. We were talking about the visual thinking. Focusing on what you want, because the universe, I mean, I agree with Barbara, the universe is kind of confused right now. Exactly what do you want? So there's nothing wrong with you sitting down and doing a focus board of your own to clear, you know, to focus on to get past this too.
Yeah. I understand that. The confusion probably comes from my own confusion because, like I said, I go through this constantly in my head, and it just I go from one end of the spectrum to the other every day, and it's very exhausting. And I try not to do it, but it just keeps happening over and over every day.
Well, I have to tell you, you haven't done anything wrong. You've done everything right. And, you know, mothers always question. That's what mothers do. but what you've got here is a situation where this was his pathway. This was something he needed to do, experience, you know, for his own spirit's evolution. And we don't always understand those things, but, you know, that's the way the universe works. And sometimes I have deep questions about the wisdom of the universe, but it seems to have gotten it right for a very long period of time. So I really don't have, you know, too much ground that I can argue on. Except, you know, I have things that I'm going to definitely question when I get on the other side. But it feels to me, though, as though your son had completed some of the stuff that he needed for this journey. And okay. It was time for him to move on. And no mother wants their kid to move on before they do. It just doesn't seem fair or right or just.
No.
But it happens, and it happens for a reason. And, you know, I truly believe that when someone passes on like this and they're that young, no matter how they pass over, that there was something very special and unique about them, and that they were finished with what they needed to do, and they had things that they had to get onto. And, you know, everybody has a different way of exiting this plane, and sometimes they aren't as graceful as others.
Right.
And your son was creative.
Yeah, I understand that. He was a very fast boy. He was always on the go, so I guess he was in a hurry or whatever. Maybe he knew that it wasn't going to be here. He wasn't going to be here that long, but he definitely was. He had a lot that he did a lot too. So,
yes.
I'm grateful, but you know that I was able to be there with him that long. But
yeah,
it's just very painful.
Of course it is, and it always will be. But you will not only learn to deal with that pain, but you will learn to use it and help other people. And he gave you a gift in that you are going to learn this process and be able to help other people through the same type of experience.
Right. That's why I thought maybe MAD would be the place for me. And I don't know if that is the place or not, but I do feel like I have to do something. I'm a nurse. I don't work. So I really do love helping people. So when this happened, it was just, you know, I knew, you know, that it was for a reason. And then I do know that I need to help somebody. I just don't. Maybe I'm just trying to rush it.
No, yeah, I totally agree with you. MAD is a place for you, but I don't think you're ready yet.
Okay.
Because frankly, all you would do would be able to share your own experience, and that's not what these people need to hear.
No.
They need to hear that there's hope and there's a way around it, and there's a way of making your life worthwhile and valid and valuable. And you're not there yet, but when you're there, you'll be amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking the time with me.
No problem. Like, and then with your reading, I mean, you get the free reading, so that I can actually take some extra time with you too. So if it takes more than 45 minutes, don't worry about it. Just give me a call when it's convenient for you, and we'll take care of that for you. All right.
Okay, that's wonderful. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a wonderful Christmas or holiday if you don't celebrate Christmas.
Well, thank
all right.
You. Well, you will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. The only problem with... Okay, here we go. Okay. So, Barbara, what do you think about... With the situation she's talked about with MAD, I'm not saying she's the thing of going there. I just feel like that's a start.
Well, yeah.
You know, she'll work there. Yeah, she'll work with those people, and I feel like she'll work with other people as well, if not working with people individually.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, when she's ready, I think she'll be great.
Yes, that she will. You know, once you get past the whole thing here, yeah, so it's like a blessing in disguise there. Let's go. And it was a kind of interesting situation because it's like sometimes with those kind of readings, you're not really sure where you should go with that. So I knew I was getting really pulled to the one who's in the hospital now.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of funny how she talked about she'd been focusing on that as well. So that made sense to me. Because I was like, okay, I'm coming getting pulled to that one. And there was just a lot of grieving that process too. Because I just felt like it was just one of those things. I just felt like she was really feeling. In some ways, this was a person that pushed her son to do a lot of things. You know, they're kind of, but it was actually more of a collaboration. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to 662 area code. You're on the air. How are you? And what's your name?
Hi. How are you all doing? I'm Lashandra.
Lashandra, how are you?
I'm okay.
So how's your holiday?
I'm not sure.
That's
crazy. it's been really crazy around me.
We should do this. Say hello to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hey there. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine.
Sorry, Barbara. I didn't mean to neglect you over there on this side.
No problem.
So, do you want me to start talking?
Hey, go right ahead and ask the questions. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was wondering, do you see a separation between my husband and I? We just got back together. It's like being, I left him. He came and got me. I ended up asking him to leave. He came back. And I'm just wondering, you know, do you see another separation between us? His name is Cordero.
Cordero?
Yes, Cordero.
Oh, that drives me crazy, the echo coming through. I thought I was going to make it through without having an echo on the show. You know, the thing I keep getting there, I keep getting no. And that's the one thing I came across with, because the idea of no separation, I feel like there's issues that need to be confronted and worked through. And the idea of going back and forth would be something of the past.
Because it's been like this third party on his end. And he seemed like he's confused. I don't know, you know, what she's saying to him or, you know, anything like that. I don't really know what's going on. It's like I'm on the outside of the window and, you know, I don't know what's coming my way. And it's really been, like, overwhelming for me. And I just need to know what I can expect for the new year, you know, from him. Because, you know, today, you know, I talked to him and he tells me that, you know, he's leaving. But, you know, I'm not really sure if he's, you know, honestly leaving or is he saying that, you know, just to, you know, get me upset. Because he does things like that to get my attention. So I'm not really sure.
So let me clarify that you guys are married, or?
Yes, we are married.
Because when you sit there and say there's a third party like on his side of the whole thing, when you said, I kept on getting ex-wife.
No, this is not an ex-wife or anything. This is someone he met at the pool hall, but it's not an ex-wife.
Well, she seems like she's in a classification of some kind of ex-girlfriend or something like that. But sometimes when I pick up ex-wives and that kind of stuff, it could also be mean to the relationship itself that he had with this woman. That's why he looked at it. I mean, to sit there and say, going through the ceremony, that kind of stuff, in this day of age, when we have so many people living together who classify themselves as being married. So sometimes I pick up on that as well. So I feel like there's something that you're saying, this connection between this other person. I still feel like there's more connection there than just meeting someone at a pool hall where they had a history together.
He did tell me he knew her in the past, but she was involved with someone already.
Oh, so she could be someone else's ex-wife. Okay. Well, I'm just saying, with the situation, as soon as you said there's a third party, it came off as ex-wife. So I'm just trying to figure out, because I knew they had some history. That came across very quickly, that they had a history together, and it wasn't just a casual meeting at the pool hall. What do you think, Barbara?
I'm not sure what I get as far as that goes, but I can tell you, if you are wondering if there's going to be another separation, you're already anticipating it in your head and heart. So I would really look at, is this what you really want? Is this the kind of life you really want to have, where you're always questioning the person that you're with? And I don't get a feeling that there is commitment on both sides here. So it's a matter of what will you put up with, and if you're willing to put up with this, I'm sure that it will continue to go on the way it has. I'm not seeing a major change here, so that you have to decide what you're worth. And when you decide what is the right thing for you to have in your life and stand up for it, then you'll get it.
So what you're saying is, if you know, he won't leave, but he will continue to have the same behavior. He will continue to cheat. And otherwise,
I'm saying what you see is what you get.
And ask yourself, why are you, you're sitting there saying he's going to continue to cheat, which means to me he's been cheating quite a long time.
No, it's been, like, to my knowledge, since November. To my knowledge,
okay.
November.
I could go a little further on the whole thing, but that's not important. I'm just saying this pattern. When I sit here and said, I don't see a separation. Okay? But the idea when it comes across saying that there needs to be one, it's almost like saying that you need to make a decision of what you're going to do. Because what Barbara was saying, basically, I think what it is, it's the idea. You see this, and you see the whole thing unfolding. And when she's asking you to ask yourself what kind of worth you have, are you, it's like, do you deserve this? Because in some ways,
no, I don't. I know that I don't deserve it. But I was thinking, you know, when he came back, you know, he sounded sincere, and he told me that, you know, he wanted things to change, and he wanted a new beginning. And we talked about relocating to Texas, and, you know, we started, you know, making plans with each other and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you know, he want to continue to, like, a day or two later, he wanted to, you know, bring up, you know, what happened in the past and everything. And I'm like, why do you keep bringing up what happened in the past? You know, I don't want to keep hearing about the past. I'm trying to move forward. And the thing is, you know, I haven't cheated on him or anything, but, and he tried to make me feel like, you know, I haven't been a good wife to him or whatever, but I know that I have. And he tried to, you know, make me feel bad to cover up his, you know, wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just thinking that he was sincere about, you know, him wanting to move forward and work on our marriage. And he told me he cut her off and he stopped talking to her.
Okay. Let me ask you one question. Okay. I hear all the things that he wants. What do you want?
I want to be with him, but I want it to be healthy. I want a healthy marriage, and I want both of us to work at it and not just me. I do want a new beginning and a new start or whatever, but, you know, at the same time, I've been holding myself back for, like, a whole year now, so focused on this marriage, not being able to focus to the point where I lost myself, and I don't want to go through a new year with this same kind of attitude, not being able to focus. And I'm at this point now where I'm ready to just walk away from everything because material things just, you know, never mattered to me, and I just feel like just jumping on a bus and, you know, just going somewhere and starting from there. I'm not even worried about the money, how I'm going to make it. I'm just, you know, whenever I get there, that's when I worry about it. But that's where I'm at that point now, where I'm just ready to just drop everything and take, you know, my clothing and, you know, things like that, my personal belongings, and just leaving and starting over. That's what's been running through my head these past days. Just dropping everything. I mean, I'm not working. All I do is sit at home doing nothing. And worried about what he's doing and, you know, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? And I can't even focus on myself. So that's why I've made it to the point now where I'm just willing to just give up everything that I have and just, you know, going somewhere and starting over fresh.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to be hard or nothing, but what I'm saying is the idea of starting on working on you.
Mm-hmm.
You and what, you know, the things that you want, what you want to be, that kind of thing. You need to start working on those now. The idea of going anywhere else, you're still going to have to deal with yourself.
And yes, I know.
Well, because I'm saying with the situation that you have here, you know, you say you're at home not doing anything, and you should be working on yourself, because to change the world, you got to start with yourself.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, you know, you start at this moment, and we were talking about before, the idea of a focus board, those things are really helpful. Actually, next we're going to talk about journals, too. Journals are very good. The reason I even really push the journals is because I know for a fact that Barbara was saying with her focus board, everything happens. She affirmed it for the year, and everything happened on the focus board. I've done the same thing with journals. And the reason we really recommend these things is because when you do get unfocused, that's when you go to these, like you go to your journal, you go to your focus board, and you just reaffirm it and then keep going forward. But you have to sit down and determine exactly what your goals are, what you want to accomplish. And you can't change him, but you can work on yourself, and you will definitely see a difference on your outer world when you start working on when you start working on your inner world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I keep hearing you here. You need to work on yourself.
So if I did decide to just pack up and leave everything behind, I mean, what can I expect?
Well, if you don't work on yourself, no matter where you go, there you are.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to. I'm relocating regardless.
I understand.
You know, whatever. But my reason for relocating is to work on me. I've been sitting here. You know, I'm not blaming my location for, you know, my downfall, but at the same time, I've been looking for employment and everything, and it's like you have 50 people applying for one job, and I just need to go somewhere where it's more opportunity.
Okay. Well, while instead of focusing on the focus board, you can actually accomplish all these things no matter where you're at. Because what attracts things in your life is what you're thinking. So it doesn't really matter where you're at. If you feel like you're sitting saying you're not really blaming the area where you live at for what's going on in your life, but at the same time you want to run away from this area because things are not happening where you say you want it to happen. That's a contradiction. Well, I'm just saying, I'm not blaming this place, but this place doesn't have nothing for me either. So, you know, all I'm saying to you is start working on yourself. And if you're meant to leave, you will also attract that opportunity to leave too. So when I work with people and we start talking about angels, and we're trying to get direct, and we're listening to your guidance, when you start listening to that, you'll know exactly which direction to go in. But you're... I feel like you're determining what you should do by what he's doing. If you get a job, all these things have to fall into place before you get what you want. When you should focus on what you want now, and you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just, stuff. With what you're saying, I want to tell the other lady to tell her to take a trying vocabulary and you either do it or don't. And you can do anything you want. Even
yes, I know.
I'm just saying, what I pick up the most with where you're at right now,
mm-hmm.
You only need one job. You just haven't found that yet. I feel like that's right around the corner. I also feel like you're going to miss an opportunity if you just jump on a bus and just take off because you're frustrated. If you sit down and do a focus board, this just gives you direction on where you're going to go. But when I noticed when I started doing my focus board in my journal, I start thinking of other things, and I start getting back to where I was before and start focusing on exactly what I wanted. And those goals that I've always had, I just kind of lost track of them because of all the emotional stuff that was going around me. And relationships have a tendency to knock you off course, too. So I'm just saying, stop, relax, forget him. And just kind of focus on yourself, because he's taking care of himself, it sounds like. And I just want him to, because he's not the problem, okay? He's got his own problems, he's got his own situations, he does what he does. I don't feel like he's ever going to change, but that's what I'm feeling right now. I feel like everybody has potential evolving. I'm just saying with this situation, the thing I keep thinking of the most is you need to focus on you. and you keep focusing on your job, you keep focusing on your health, you keep focusing on where you live at, focusing on relocation. Did you hear anything in there?
No.
So you see what I'm saying? So just focus on yourself. Sit down. I would say as soon as the phone, just sit down and write a list of things that you really want to do. Because the first call we had, what I was trying to say to her, she needs to focus on what she wants. Then all this other stuff that's going on falls just in favor of for her to get what she wants. She's just not allowed to do that because her thinking, she's thinking there's certain things she has to do, there's certain things she's thinking going to happen. But she's also looking to work in the her success instead of her feeling in her tongue. That's what I'm trying to get you to do.
Okay.
Just focus. So what do you think, Barbara?
I think that I agree with what you're saying. But I also want to point out to her that you have no trust in this man. And when you have no trust, you don't have a foundation for love. So you have to understand that when you have lost trust, when there is no trust, there's no foundation to build a relationship on. So basically, you're back to square one. Now, as far as what you need to do for you, it's I absolutely agree. You need to work on yourself, what you need to have in your life, and draw it into you, because you certainly will be able to do anything you want to do. But getting on a bus and leaving, or you know, moving to another area, you're going to take the problems and issues with you. So deal with them now, and then move if you want to.
Yes.
Okay.
Because those issues do follow us around like puppy dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Because I mean, regardless, they're still in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still dealing with them emotionally.
Absolutely.
So. You just keep up with this, and I always have to check back with this. You do have some things, very positive things that happen at the beginning of the year, but they all start with you.
So you see a job coming in for me?
When you say job, I keep getting January, so it's just a matter of time. I really feel like that, because I felt like if you took off and left the rest of them, I don't think you can actually miss opportunities, but I just felt that was coming through.
And is this something I already applied for?
I get no. I get that.
Okay.
One thing I keep picking up on, I've seen this happen a couple of times with some people I've dealt with before, where they start focusing on what they want.
Mm-hmm.
One particular lady who actually started focusing on, she liked where she worked. She just didn't like the idea of the people. So she started focusing on, she got really, really, really detailed about what kind of management, what is to be a manager. She wanted to be like self-employed, I guess. So she focused on all the thoughts, started focusing on like details. And then she started getting into details about something where she even put it down to details of exactly what kind of people she wanted to work with, what kind of environment, even down to the parking. Okay. Now, what was the miracle about this whole thing is the following week, it was like either a week or 2 weeks, she actually got two job proposals from two companies that she never even applied.
Mm-hmm.
So the universe will supply you anything you want, as long as you have faith in what you're actually focused on.
Okay.
So I've seen too many people who think that you can't do things. But once they change their thinking, usually what things are thinking is when they start focusing on something, it happens just like that. They start thinking, okay, if I did that, then what can I accomplish? And I feel like that's what position you're going to get in. I also think that by working on yourself, you're going to see your husband. Right now, I have to say this. I'm not trying to be like a negative. I'm saying you'll see him for what he is, and you'll be drawing somebody that deserves you.
Okay.
That's the way it comes to me. Person, because it's like you were sitting talking about all the things he's been doing. And my first question for myself would be, why are you putting up with that? Why are you disrespecting yourself? Even if your husband, you're disrespecting him, and something he's like reflecting back to you, that you are being disrespectful. Not to him, yourself, or allowing yourself to subject to this. I just feel like if you're disrespecting yourself, you're going to go and get what you deserve. And you, it's like finding somebody who's like, you know, very caring and giving, who would never even think about it. I mean, we could get into detail with him, but that I just don't feel like that's what we need to do right now. I feel like we really need to work on you.
Okay.
So what I would do is I tell people in situations like this, whatever you're attracted to, I was attracted to Dragon Book, a few books, and John Randolph Price, so that, or like I'd be the books fall off my off the feet. And I just felt like that's like principles were saying, okay, you need this. And just started, and then I guess, laid back and let the direction be taken. Just followed it and trusted that. I was never leaving. It would be bad for me. It's always been good. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like distracted because it's echoing. Gravity.
Oh, I know. I hear it.
Are you hearing the echo, too?
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm hearing an amazing echo as well. I thought, oh, cripe.
Yeah, I hear it.
But, yes, dear. Keep in touch with us and tell me how this kind of unfolds and stuff.
Okay, I will.
I just feel like you're going to get a bigger change with the whole situation, like changing yourself, focusing on you, okay?
Okay.
So,
well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there a card that you pulled for me, or?
Oh, really? You're the first person that actually asked. Okay, here. I was actually shuffling the cards a minute there, too, and I was like, the card that came up was actually the star card, too, but it was in reverse, so you were kind of confused, and you're looking for clarification of what you should do. I feel like pulling that card up, and the clarification, when I look at a card upside down, I'm not going to sit there and go, okay, that card is telling me that you don't have no clarification in your life right now, what's going on, but I usually turn it around and say, okay, you're getting that clarification. You just got it. So therefore, you know, just take the information that you've attained today and change you.
Okay.
I mean, the hardest thing, I think the hardest thing for me was in a relationship was to realize that I attracted that person. And something in me attracted them. I mean, attracted her. I'm just saying him for you. Attracted that person. But if you go back and look at yourself and ask yourself why, it's just a place to start. You're not blaming yourself for getting mad at yourself or getting angry about the whole thing. You're just looking for
I just feel that, at one point, we were seeing eye to eye, but it's gotten to the point now where I've grown and I'm not the same person I was at first.
Okay. Well, just keep going. I said, just keep going, then. It's like your self-discovery. It's a continuous thing. It's not over. And it's one of those things, too. I'm just saying, go forward. If you go forward and the two of you together, then I guess it's telling you that you're supposed to be together. But if you start going forward and living your life like you really want to.
I don't feel he's moving forward. I actually feel he's moving backwards.
Okay. I don't think he's moving backwards. I just think you're moving forward, and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to. I guess you sitting there looking at the situation. I guess he's trying to hang on to who you. He's not letting the relationship change him in a positive way. Where it's like, okay, we love each other, and letting that love dictate to him and say, okay, there were some things in your life that wasn't important, but for some reason he's not letting those go when he's hanging on to everything. That's clouding his thinking and what he wants to do because he's. I would guess we would sit there and summarize and say, man wants to be single, but also wants to be married at the same time. He just doesn't know what he wants to do. So instead of trying to figure out what he wants to do, just figure out what you want to do. And then everything will fall into place, just like it's supposed to.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank both of you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. You have a great night. Thank you for the call.
You too.
Let
Happy
know.
Holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ooh, sometimes I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, with the situation, I understand where she's coming from because I've been there many times. And it wasn't until I figured out that what was the problem was me. And I just started moving on and then just let things basically fall into place like they were supposed to. I mean,
well, we we draw to ourselves what we're putting out there, and you know, she has work to do on herself, and once that's finished, she's gonna be fine.
Yes, that I would definitely agree with. And it's just sometimes you really, your heart goes out to people, and you just want to do it all for them.
Yeah, too bad we can't.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a call here. No. All right. You're on the air. Your area code is 000, so I'm not really sure where you're calling from.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Brandy. I'm calling from Texas.
You're calling from where?
Texas.
Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, for some reason, your area code comes up as 000, so it's probably Skype. But go ahead and ask and say hello to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. I just had a question about when y'all can see me meeting my next potential relationship. So what's going on with that?
I'm sorry, guys. The biggest thing that came to me real quickly was she hasn't really affirmed what she really wants.
Did I have it what?
I said you really haven't affirmed. You really haven't decided exactly what you want. It's like you're kind of. I'm trying to put this in put it in right words. It's like in some ways, subconsciously. That's what I'll say, subconsciously, because I assume that there's something that you're aware of, but I've also feel like some of you are not aware of it. It's like you're looking for someone to fulfill you.
Yeah, I'm looking for my soulmate.
Well, I understand that, but you have to be fulfilled in your own life before you can actually really be with somebody else. It's like two pieces of a puzzle coming together. They're still whole pieces when they come together to make a full picture. They're not half pieces. Yeah. That's what I'm saying here. I'm not saying you're half a person either. I'm just saying with the situation of sitting down and asking yourself, exactly what are you looking for? You know, because some people are sitting there saying, okay, I'm looking for someone to have a lot of things in common with. But just that's a general statement. Exactly what would you like to have?
Right. Okay. I want someone to share my life with, and I've been single for about a year and a half now. And I've been, you know, thinking and working on myself, and I don't really know what else I need to do, basically.
Well, when I sit there and said, sit down and figure what you want, as in a person, relationship, life, in my journal, I've gotten it written out pretty detailed. I mean, I've got down to the point where, and I've actually let my angels guide me in this one, and I guess I'm actually supposed to be destined to find my wife from a previous life. But I described it. I was sitting there, I remember this too. I was writing it down five. I was put down five. I was going to put down. She was 5'2". All of a sudden, my angels came to me and says, "No, she's 5'3". You know, and that's what I'm saying. When you connect with your angels, they have a tendency to help you out with a lot of things, not just, you know,
right.
Not to get hit by a car or something like that. But I mean, in my journal, we got down. She will be kind, considerate.
Yeah, I made a list too. I made it about a year ago.
Okay, but also what I'm saying, too, is you write the list, but when you look at the list, you also have to ask yourself, am I those things, too? Like attracts like. The law of attraction.
Right.
So if you're having trouble attracting the right person, I'm saying, it's like, okay, it's great to write that list, but let's say on the list, it's just for chance. I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just saying you're not really a faithful person, which faithfulness can be anything. It doesn't have to do with the relationship. It's just the idea of faithfulness of actually following through. And asking,
right.
Am I that kind of person? Because if you sit there and look at people come in your life and say, okay, that person has a hard time committing to things, it's like you look at yourself and go, okay, I think I have that problem too. So it would explain to you why you attract certain people.
It's going to be a while probably then.
What's that?
It's probably going to be a while then.
No, I wouldn't say so. I can tell you how to do this.
Okay.
You attract your soulmate.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude if that came off rude. I didn't mean it like that.
No. You attract your soulmate by joyfully celebrating your life. And the more joyfully you celebrate your life and do things that that bring you joy and satisfaction. That's the energy that brings your soulmate to you.
Okay.
And basically it's you just celebrate the fact that you are where you want to be. And you will draw into your life someone who is where they want to be. And ultimately you'll find someone that wants to be in the same place you are. If you go looking, it's sort of like you're still searching for a part of yourself. Just do those things that give you joy, that you target, no matter how weird or wonderful they are, and you will run into someone who has the same taste in life as you do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look. Just celebrate.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when I sit there and was saying focus on the things that you want, if you really do have that in common with somebody, you will automatically be celebrating those things and you will attract him.
Absolutely.
Do y'all feel anyone coming up anytime soon? Or?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Give it a
I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like I've been waiting forever, so I wouldn't be surprised.
No. March, you've got Phoenix rising energy in the March time frame, and this is a time when I see you really making changes in your life, so I would say March.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not that bad compared to almost 2 years.
No.
The only thing I was going to say was, I know how you feel. I've been like in the situation you're talking about for almost 3 years. But,
I mean, I have to be honest. I'm almost starting to get angry, and I know that's wrong, but I'm like, I don't understand. I'll be 34 next month, and I've always been a good girlfriend, and I'm starting to get mad about it.
Okay, what did you say? You say you're a good girlfriend?
I've always been a really faithful girlfriend.
Okay, do you want to be a wife?
Oh, yeah, but I haven't been a wife yet. I've only been
I'm just
a girlfriend.
I'm just saying you seem to focus on that one thought. I'm a good girlfriend. Maybe the reason you can't get from girlfriend to being a wife is because you focus on being a good girlfriend. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's so
but
conscious.
I haven't met anyone that I want to marry anyway, though. You know?
What I'm saying is I've been waiting for 3 years. I'm like 49 years old. But see, you got to put it in perspective, okay? I put it like this. If you take 4 and 9 and you knock it down to a single digit, I'm only 4 years old. So I got plenty of time. So the idea is I want things to fall into place the way they're supposed to fall into place and not push it so everything
is exactly
at the right time. And I can enjoy it because I'm enjoying things now, so I just want to continue doing that. And if I've been focusing on a person and dreaming and there's certain things that are happening, but it's one of those things of, and there's a lot of things that aren't happening that tell me that it's going to happen not too soon. And I would agree with Barbara. You're talking March, and it's one of those things, like you said, it's not that far away, but I know you want things to fall into place, and I just want you to, well, you know, it's great to be a great girlfriend, but I think that, and sometimes some of our little thoughts have a tendency to hold things back. So if you want to be a great wife, be a great wife, you see?
Yes.
I just heard you say, when you said that, I'm a great girlfriend. I'm just saying, my angels have a tendency to point things out to me and say, hey, maybe she's being a good girlfriend where that's all she's been. Well, good girlfriends only go for so far, and then the relationship ends. And that's what I heard. So we're just trying to pinpoint little things that we don't want nothing to hold you back from meeting this person in March, okay? That's what I keep getting. All this stuff is just coming to the forefront, saying, you know, no boundaries, no blockages. Let's go right into this whole thing. So when it happens, you can enjoy it to the fullest, okay?
You know, there's actually a guy I have my eye on right now that I wonder if it could be him, but I don't know.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You what?
Absolutely not.
No, it's not him. Because what I see is more of a, and it's the way it comes to me, is as a pleasant surprise.
Okay.
And I can't tell you more than that. You need to really, when this happens, you need to let it unfold just the way it's going to unfold. And you have a tendency to dwell on information, so you might actually deter things from happening. So I just want you to, I'm just saying.
You're right.
So I'm just saying, just when this.
You're funny, that's so true.
So you can, I'm just saying, I want you to really really experience this to the fullest, because I think I really feel like the person you're going to meet in March, that's the one you've been waiting for, and everybody else has been jumping in the way because they want that too. And I feel like when you meet this person, everything that you're confused about of why you went through certain things is going to make sense to you.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no problem. I was sitting there shuffling your cards too, and I want to give you a card.
Sure.
I make a point of giving these cards, but sometimes I get caught up in everything too as well. Information coming through, and I just kind of like ponder. You know, the biggest thing keeps coming up today is this star card. Everybody's looking for clarification, looking for clarity, looking mm-hmm. for a sign to go forward. The star. That's what the thing is. I'm sorry. The visualization on that was three wise men following the star to Bethlehem, and it's not the idea of a religious thing. It's the idea of pinpointing its direction. And I just feel like as we get toward the end of the month here, you're going to see some really strong things that pop out for yourself on how you should proceed with this. I also feel like this guy you had your eyes on, that's going to be a thing to pass before New Year's Eve. So keep that one up.
Yeah, he's not an ex or anything. He's someone I just know of. And
right.
We were Facebook friends, so I don't know. I have a feeling maybe, but I don't know if Barbara says no, so maybe not.
I'm just saying, when I pick up the guy, too, I mean, Facebook, I just get this big old caution thing, no. And I definitely go along with Barbara on this one. And I would, and if I was you, I would, too.
What? Avoiding?
No, it's not the idea of avoiding it. Just don't go there. That's not avoidance. It's just making a good decision to say, no, I'm going to wait for the right one.
Yeah, and I have it on both of you as far as age goes. So, you know, let age have some perspective here.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Okay.
So your card is the star card. And, you know, it's a clarification and getting clarity in your life is the ideal. Just, I think sometimes it's just focusing on you and really knowing yourself.
So
really
I
want
to make sure I heard y'all right. Y'all said stay away from him, right?
That's right.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome. And keep in touch with us, too, and tell how it goes.
Okay.
All right, you have a great night, and thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, there you go. There it is. I don't see how people can actually answer the phones spontaneously, just kind of picking one thing, and I keep losing people.
Oh, I know the feeling.
So I'll just go to number one here, go to the top. Okay?
It's really nice having someone else play with a switchboard, to tell you the truth.
Hey, I'm telling you, it was just, I'm still baffled because of the way things have played out this week. I was just kind of like, at the beginning of the week, I just wasn't really sure how things were going, and then I seen this on Blog Talk Radio. Some lady just said, just affirm a good blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And I've done that, just simply changing that one little thought, which is keeping my thinking on that positive thought, too. Well, I'm not thinking about anything else anymore. And my friend was talking to her 2 days ago, and she's like, I'm going to take care of that. She goes, I think you should stay on the air. I think you should do what you're doing. And she just decided to pay that. And I'm like, I am so thankful that you did that. And she refuses to take anything back in return right now. I'm sure she's got it.
You just pay ahead then.
There you go. Pay forward.
Yep.
Okay. We'll take that one and we'll go right to another caller.
Okay.
All right. Area code 360. You're on the air. How are you and what's your name?
Hi. My name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty confused right now.
We'll say hi to Barbara.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, Barbara.
And we'll try to help. We'll try to both help you out. With the confusion, you're right. So go ahead and ask your questions. And
I'm wondering what hope there is for my relationship and what's going on there.
What do you pick up there, Barbara?
I'm a little concerned about your stress level. It feels to me as though you're at a place here where you are your imagination is running away with you, and you have a great deal of anxiety, and I'm really concerned about that. I really, your relationship to me is not an issue as much as the anxiety and the stress that you're putting yourself through. It feels through as though you've been through some very difficult times here, and your coping skills are kind of letting you down. I'd love to be able to send you on a vacation for a while to just sit on a beach and look at the waves roll in here. You have a lot of work that you've been doing on yourself. I think you've been overdoing it. I think you've been overanalyzing a lot of things, and I think you've confused yourself greatly. So frankly, I would leave the analyzation to the professionals, and I want to send you for a very short period of time for counseling of some sort so you can get your head straight. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're kind of beyond my credentials as far as the anxiety and the stress goes, because I know you have a lot of issues that you have buried inside that you've kept buried for a very long time. And they're coming out now, and they're confusing the way you perceive life and the way you perceive everybody around you. And I just, it's sort of like you. Oftentimes things that are issues inside of us, we put on other people and try to blame them because something isn't working in life when it's really our issue that we have to deal with. I hate those times myself, but they do come up.
Right.
And I feel you're being hit in the face with some of those. And try not to judge other people until you get your head straight. I don't think your head is on real crooked, but it's definitely not screwed on tight right now.
Right.
So I would look to get some counseling. It feels as though if you got counseling now, by the time we hit February, March, you'd have a clearer view of everything, and I don't think your relationship is in as much trouble as you think it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Lori? Those are some of the directions you should definitely go into. I'm just saying, if you came to me, it would take you, I would sit there and at least work with you for like 20 minutes to get you to relax. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just I just don't know what to think about some stuff that happened with my friend. I'm wondering if I can depend on him for anything or not.
Do you have a real close girlfriend you can call?
No.
Do you have a family member you can call?
No.
Is there a crisis hotline where you live?
I don't. That I've already been that route. It hasn't gotten me anywhere.
Well, right now you're in the middle of pudding, and you don't really know what direction to go. And when we get to that place, I always tell people, when in doubt, don't. Just stop trying to question. Stop trying to analyze. And reach out and get some help from somebody who has a greater stability than you have.
Yeah.
And I'm really just feeling that you're at a place here where your perception of reality is not exactly clear. And it does feel as though you're looking around for a life preserver here. And I wish I could give you one. I can tell you that I feel that you are a lot more stable than you think. I can tell you that things are not as bad as they look, but I can also tell you that you need some professional help here. And reach out and get it in any way possible. There are social services out there. There are emergency rooms. There are a lot of places you can go for the kind of help you need. It's not critical help. But deal with this before it becomes critical. Donnie?
Yeah, I get the impression she should also pursue that route one more time. You know, you said you tried the hotline. I get an impression that you should try it again. Because I think I just keep getting this impression you're going to connect with somebody else who can help you out. I really do. But I agree with Barbara. I mean, it's like, you know, a level up here that you need to deal some things and get that professional help, too. Okay, Lauren?
Yeah.
Are you taking any medication of any sort?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I certainly can't recommend medication, but I can tell you that drinking a lot of water will help you, and staying away from anything like caffeine or alcohol is a really good idea.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I really see that you have the ability to pull yourself out of this, but you're just going to need a little extra help.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Ooh. I wish she would, I kept on getting this thing going through my head at the crisis hotline. If she just reached a person, I just felt like she did it again, she would reach somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. And something everybody should understand, I think, that there are times when their problems and their issues are way beyond our credentials.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it's not easy to say I don't have the answer for you, because, of course, we always want to have an answer for people, but there are moments when to try to answer questions like they have is a disservice to them.
Yes, that is true. I mean, it's like looking at the situation and saying, hey, you need to work on some issues. And I was sitting there, I was just really a lot of confusion, and that's all I picked up.
Yeah.
I never really had anything else to work with, and it was just this guy that she's talking about. She's asking, I don't think she was really asking us. I think she was asking herself so she could trust this guy. And I was just really wanting to lead her into a different direction.
Well, you know, when you have to ask the question, you have the answer already.
That's true. I never thought about that. That's right. I've done that myself.
Yeah.
So I sit back and go, hold on. So let's go answer a couple more questions.
Okay.
Let's see here. 937. Dayton, you're on the line, and this is you are a regular caller. Am I right?
Yes, this is Sandy, and I just wanted to tell everybody that I had a psychic reading from Donnie there, and that he is very good, and that everybody ought to go to your website and at least buy a reading from you, because it was exciting and good.
Well, thank you.
You could tell, you know, you told a lot about everything, and just let everybody else know that you know, you're a good one to go to, and you can talk and understand and tell people what's going on. So I was just wondering if Barbara had anything to tell me, and pull a card for me.
You want me to pull a card? You want her to pull a card?
You can pull a card and let her tell me if she sees anything else for me.
Okay, cool. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay, well, you're at an incredible time here. It looks like this new year is going to be fabulous for you, because you're at a place where you're beginning to harvest all of the good things that you've done, the unconditional things that you have done over the past years. It feels as though what you've sent out is returning to you greatly magnified, and as you come into January, there's a sense here of being compensated for your efforts in many ways, and it feels as though while money is really nice to have, you really are more appreciative of the spiritual stuff that comes in, and it feels like it's going to begin to flood you. By February, there's setting your feet on a karmic pathway. You're moving into new directions. You're opening yourself up to greater potential than ever before. March has you with understanding that truth, your own basic fundamental truths, are really a lot stronger than you thought. It feels like you're going to be put in a position where the element of truth is going to swing your judgment into a direction that is very unusual for you. Karmically, it feels also like February has legalities that are taken care of, or legal papers of some sort that are signed. It doesn't feel as though there's a problem of any sort. It just feels as though you're coming to a time frame where you're bringing resolution and conclusion to something. The springtime looks phenomenal for you. There's harmony. There's healing energy. You have a lot of healing energy in you. I would almost say that any sort of energy work that you might be interested in going into would be a good idea for you, because you have past lives in which you have utilized healing energy in many different modalities, and it's something that would come very naturally to you this lifetime. There are new beginnings in June time frame. It's almost as though you're making fresh starts, and healing is here again, as though, again, you're allowing healings to take place and letting go of emotionalities from the past, pulling yourself into new focus for the future. Your house, your home, your life in general is put in order as you get into the August time frame, as though you're making ready for major changes in the September time frame, where you've got Phoenix rising energy, new balances in the fall, and allowing yourself to sort of move beyond some of the limitations you put in front of yourself in the past. So you're stepping outside of the box, moving into new genres, new arenas, and allowing the spiritual energy to flow more deeply into your life, and awakening you to a greater sense of the spiritual treasures that you bring forward through time.
Wow.
You're on, Don.
Yeah,
okay.
That sounded good.
Yeah. Okay, so Sandy, let me ask you a question.
What's that?
And the reason I'm asking the question, because it came up very strongly, I still get the working with your daughter. I get this, there's a lot of energy right there, and I don't know, it's like making decisions and moving forward. Because the card I got for you was the Hangman's card. I get a lot. I get procrastination. I also get this month. I get getting a 12. So it's like focusing, and there's things happening this month that you could actually make some decisions that will reflect in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
But it's like, because when I look at the cards, I look at a lot of things they point out to me on the cards, just not the card itself. And the thing I see here is the foot. It's a guy hanging from a tree. But see, the one thing he keeps pointing out to me is the foot. Take a foot forward.
Okay.
And he's saying 12, so you could actually... Some of the things you can't make, it's like there's some things that you're not sure, and actually it keeps coming to me that you don't want to. You want to wait till the new year. I just keep getting the answer, keeps saying, well, you can still make those decisions now and take that foot forward. I was saying, when I picked up on your daughter real quick, because I was sitting there, I wanted to ask the question of anything, has anything changed since the last time I talked to her? Because it seemed like there was some positive energy there, of some realizations that she didn't want to take, or didn't want to reel on, but she also has also chosen a direction that she wants to go in now, because she feels like that's the best direction.
She's still gonna leave. She's moving in with me. There, her and the kids are already here, and they're staying here. I don't feel that she will go back. She's got her mind made up, and we're two very determined, stubborn women.
Yes.
That we can do stuff on our own, and plus right now she's helping me with my mom. She had another stroke the other day, and yesterday we called in hospice, and it's been a really trying time because I had the whole family here, and right now, I mean, she can't even talk. She can't, you know, communicate, nothing. So we're going through a lot of trying times, a lot of trying things. It's just everything at once.
Okay.
So I think she knows what she wants deep down in her heart. She doesn't want to hurt anybody. And, you know, she wants to keep her kids in the school that they're in. And
mm-hmm.
being at my house, she can. So I'm just opening up my heart, my house, and, you know, say,
good.
I'm here for you, and that's it.
That's good. But she also should tell her, you know, the idea of going back into nursing seemed like it would be really step up for her. I know she had a doctor tell her that he didn't think her back can handle it, but from what I can pick up with her, she will figure out a way to do it. But she needs to do it because it's what she loves to do. But also with the sense too, I feel like that if she feels like she should go further than being, you know, not just being a nurse, if she feel like the notion to be a doctor, it's all right there.
Yeah, but if she gets determined enough, she can do anything. We are both so very much alike that the determination in both of us. All somebody's got to do is say we can't do it, and we'll prove them wrong. We're the wrong type of women. We're too determined.
Well, I'm just saying. I picked up on the doctor, and it just seemed like he was being more. What's the word? It's like you have an injury. The injury has healed. But he was being cautious.
Okay.
That's the word. He's being cautious.
Okay.
You know, saying, well, she should stay away from that so she won't get hurt. He's not really, I don't think
right.
he was really putting in, like you said, her determination.
Yeah,
her
right.
secret. You know, because that's what I was saying. She could definitely get around the whole thing. And I feel like the back is not a problem. I think there was a lot of emotional stuff going on in her life at that time, too, when she hurt her back as well. So,
yes,
see the combination.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know, thank you very much, and wanted everybody to know to call in and go to your website and get a reading from you. So I was, you know, everybody's been very pleased, and I haven't heard anything, you know, most psychic show, I didn't like this or like that. Well, it's not like that. So just wanted to let everybody know, so just thought I'd call in and announce it. So you guys are great. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes?
I have to take off because I have another show I have to do.
What time is it? Okay. No. That's cool. I just wanted to inform everybody on the line that if you hang in there, I will try to get to you. And we might go a little bit on the show, but you won't be on the air. But yeah, I can still answer the questions for you. So if you want to hang out, that's great. Barb, if you got to go, I understand that, but I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's been a really good show. It was really a pleasure having you here.
Oh, I had a wonderful time. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. And everybody, check into her show too. It's what is it now? It's
Nightlight on Monday nights, 10 to 12.
All right.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye bye now.
Bye bye. All right, guys. Let's see where we at. All right, let's get back to the switchboard. I'm going nuts here, I'll tell you. All right, here we go. Area code 503. You are on. I think I said it right. 503. You're
yes,
on the air.
Yes.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi, my name's Lori. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from? 503. Isn't that like Washington, I think?
Oregon.
Oregon. I missed it by a day. I'm sorry. But do you have a couple questions you'd like to have an answer? Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm interested in a relationship that I've been in for a year and a half that we ended the relationship this last summer, and we've kind of reunited as friends. We both still have feelings for each other, and I'm kind of wanting to know if you see us together in the new year?
Okay. The thing I pick up the most there is I do get yes. It's one of those things of if there was something between you before and then getting back together, it's the idea of focusing on getting together and going that direction instead of focusing on getting back, because getting back has a tendency to bring in past issues. Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of focusing on the future, not the past.
Okay.
And that issues too. So I get the really strong impression here that this could be a long-term relationship. It's just the ideal of if it was, like you said, I think you said that you reconnected. So it's like making sure that you've actually focused on the issues that brought that broke you up the first time. And just keep proceeding to go forward and use those as lessons to keep going through challenges that you come up when we go into the... I feel like springtime can be a challenging thing for you guys. I'm not really picking up why. I just pick up the idea of the whole thing. And what you do now and up to the point, I feel like dealing with issues and just really getting to know each other will make a difference when these challenges come up.
But you do see that springtime is going to be a difficult time for us?
It seems like there's a lot of, from what I can pick up with it, it's like a lot of things are going to be happening in the springtime, which could be difficult, that could be hard on the relationship. Not the ideal of anything that could be, I guess, the two of you would be doing. It's just I keep getting a lot of influence. Like there could be family and friends that should be put to the back burner and saying, hey, I mean, we need to focus on just the two of us. I've always said if you put, you know, anytime you bring anybody into a relationship, they're just creating blocks between you and your lover. And that's,
okay. And
that, I guess what's one thing I do pick up is the idea of leaving that alone. Getting into the springtime, and it's like getting advice from people, but having to put your foot down and say, well, we have to deal with this on our own. Because it's, when I say, it's great to take advice from people, as long as you're asking for it.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, the one thing I don't like, I would say the most, is when people say, if I was you. And the problem is, they're not. It's a hypothetical question. If I was you, and then you have to say, well, you're not. If you want to give me some advice, that's great. But if you're going to tell me from your point of view, and it's also look at the people you're talking to, too. If you've got a person here who's had one relationship after another, who's never been successful at the relationship, it's kind of hard to sit there and go, well, and look at that person's advice as being sound.
Okay.
Because their life is not reflecting it. That's what I'm saying. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I feel deeply, deeply connected with this person.
I will tell you one thing. I was already shuffling the cards for you and pulling your number one card out as I give everybody before they leave. I try to anyway. The first thing that came out there to give you some kind of clarity on the whole thing and helping you understand this is the Ace of Cups.
Okay.
The Ace of Cups is a very strong relationship. It's a very profound relationship. It's going on the borderline of soulmate and twin flame. So when you sort of look at this card, it's the ideal of being very connected to the person. But it's also the ideal of trusting that too. That's
okay.
What I was talking before about if you've had a past relationship with this person, forget that relationship exists. And treat it as this is the first time you've ever gotten together, and this is your first relationship together. Because when you do that, the other stuff doesn't creep in.
Okay.
It's the idea of focusing, though. You want to make You want to make a new and go forward with that. You don't want to focus on anything with the past. And even if you dealt with the issues, sometimes we have a tendency to still dwell on them anyway. And once you let that go, then you might actually see this relationship go forward a whole lot quicker and get closer. Because you're saying that you feel very close to this person and very bonded and very connected. So if you learn how to just enjoy what's going on, then that bond will just take over and there won't be no worries.
Okay.
And that's very possible. So don't, you know, some people are like, well, you know, I've actually done readings for people and they're always looking for negative. Because they feel like that's the way life's supposed to be. There's supposed to be a little bit of positive, and then a negative thing falls in there. I've always been told, if you focus on positive things is all you're going to get.
Okay.
It's the worry that brings in those other things that kind of give us those challenges. And even with good relationships, you're still going to have challenges. But if you unconditionally love each other and trust what is going on between the two of you, you'll get through them. A whole lot of you sit there and worried about them, okay?
Okay, that's great. Do you see anything else for me, maybe career-wise? Do you see me traveling abroad in the new year or anything like that?
Okay. when I was focusing on it, the thing that keeps coming to the most is if you focus on this relationship and kind of way it comes to me, if you unconditionally just love this person, those other things, I see them coming to you. The opportunity to, I mean, it's like there's a thought in there that says you want to travel abroad. And at first I had to stop for a bit because I thought you said you want to travel with abroad, okay? So we had to sit there and make sure. But when I sit there and look at that whole thing, I just feel like this relationship is going to attract all those opportunities to do those things. So it's all going to be like one right after another. So you have a little problems in springtime, but I feel like it's just the idea of when, I guess, when you're in love with somebody and you're in a relationship, there's things that have the tendency to come in there because sometimes people are just jealous of that. So, but the idea of traveling and finances and that kind of stuff, I just see them all working together where it's all going down the road and getting better and better and better.
Okay.
So you can look at the
relationship. Well, that's really where I've been. I do have a few unanswered questions about the relationship, but I have not. I've just really been trying to focus on being mm-hmm. positive and just having love in my heart always for everybody, you know, not having any negative feelings at all.
You're doing a great job. So just keep it up, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So give us a call back and tell us how things go, okay?
I will. Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Well, happy holidays,
thank
too.
You. Yeah, happy holidays to you, too. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you for
bye.
The call. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. I'm going to go over some things real quick. We got some upcoming shows. The 22nd of December, it's Wednesday, we're going to be doing a show in journals. How important it is to really have a journal. That's a spiritual journal, spiritual journals, psychic journals. It's just the idea of keeping track of things, but also keeping your focus right, okay? Just keep going forward. On Friday, actually, I'm sorry, we forgot about the 20th, didn't we? On the 20th of December, Monday, we're talking about chakras, and my guest for that show is Reverend Rhonda. She has a show on the, I think she has a show, well, she does have a show on Blog Talk Radio, and I think it's called Reverend Rhonda. She's with a group called the Awakening Center. So check out her show, and then check out the show with us, and we're going to explore chakras. Wednesday's Journal Day with my guest. She has a show on Blog Talk Radio, too, called Goddess Roundtable. So join us for that show, and come in and hear her views on things. Maybe you can ask her a few questions too. On Fridays we're having free readings again for 2 hours. Monday on the 27th we're having dreams, talking about dreams and answers and that kind of stuff. Our guest on that show is, I'm having a tough time pronouncing his name, but it's Amshu Hernu, I think. He's an astrologer. And he has a show on the show on Blog Talk Radio too, which I think is called, this is exactly what I said to you, his name. Sometimes these names are really hard for me to pronounce. I think it's Egyptian, I'm not sure. I don't want to offend anybody either. But on Wednesday, that's on Monday, on the 27th, on the 29th, we're having a show called You're Destined to Be Rich. What's up? Why am I not? And we're going to go over some things with that too. And my guest is actually, we're bringing Barbara DeLong back, and she's going to be with us on that show as well. And then on Friday, we're going to be back, and we're going to be doing free readings again for another 2 hours. And then January 3rd, start off the year with angels, archangels, and guardian angels. And we're going to have Jacqueline, her title is ATP, and she works with angels. She does angel readings. She's also, if I'm not mistaken, she's an angel reader. Psychic, and she's a Reiki master. So join us for that show as we go over angels and discuss their duties and what they do and that kind of thing. Just wanted to get that over real quick. And plus, like we were saying before, when Sandy called in, call me and get a personal reading, a private reading. That is actually if you call me in my private number, which is 937-838-6337. Right now we're having a good specials going on where you get with the $25 for a half-hour reading and $45 for an hour reading. So give me a call on those. I also do relationship counseling and other sessions too. And it's just a great month, so call me and you never know, make an offer. I might actually accept it. I'm pretty open-minded about those things, so definitely give me a call and we'll see what we can do. If you do take advantage of the whole thing, I do have a PayPal account, which basically you go to PayPal and send it to me, which is my email, which is psychic-journeyman61@live.com. And when you punch the whole thing up, and they ask, you'll see another name that comes up underneath there, and my friends call me Gene, so it says Gene Reed. So don't be confused on the whole thing. There's just two things come together, and I guess I have many names. So the number is 937-838-6337. $25 for half-hour readings, $45 for hour readings. So give me a call. Love to work with you. So let's go to another caller and ask some other questions. Well, we'll answer some questions. All right, 520, you are on the air, and how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Chris, and I'm from Arizona.
Hi, Chris, from Arizona. And do you have a few questions for us? We'll be glad to answer for you. And when I say we...
Yes, I do. I was married, and I did get divorced, and we have a 10-year-old son. I was awarded full custody because he's very abusive. And it was a long, long court draw. It's just a long court process. And the judges never believed that he's abusive. He even abused my son, and he always got visitation back. And my son's now at the point where he doesn't want to go. And my ex-husband's back at it, harassing us. And he called the police, and he's continuously, and he's just taking it out of my son. Problem is that it's very expensive to go get an attorney and this. So I was wondering if you can give me some guidance as do I go to court? And if I go to court, we stand a chance, because my son was also hospitalized with an illness recently because of the stress of it all. But my ex-husband doesn't stop, and I don't know why. I'm not bullying him. I'm not harassing him. I'm not doing anything.
He's doing what to you?
He's just harassing me, and it's constant with him. He doesn't leave me alone and leave my son alone. And my son doesn't want to be with him anymore.
When I pick up on the situation, it seems like the reason... I also want to tell everybody else that we're going off the air here in a minute, and I just want to say may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you for everybody who called in and for your calls. Appreciate the support. Thank you, Sandy, for calling in and giving your little plug for me too. I really appreciate that as well. And for the rest of you who are still on the line, I will get with you and we will try to answer all your questions. Okay, and you're going to hear, I don't know if you guys can hear that 60-second thing, but it can drive you crazy. So, but back to you. And you said your first name was?
Christina.
I just want to make sure. I keep getting Lori in my head. The thing I pick up the most here was the idea of the guy. He keeps harassing you and doing all these things because it's like a threat. It's like, he's threatened by the whole thing because he knows exactly what's going to happen. He's lost his power. He's lost energy. So therefore, he's doing it by this aggravation. With the situation, the first thing I got was the idea, you said, should I go to court? The thing I picked up the quickest on the whole thing was, yes, you definitely should go to court. It's probably one of those things that you don't want to do, but I see that by doing that, it just seems like everything will come out in a more positive way, okay?
Okay, so, yeah, I am. I guess it's just because I'm scared, because every time I went back to court, they perceived it as me being this vindictive ex-wife.
Okay, what I want you to do, okay, I had this with a couple of clients of mine, too. We were talking about some calls where people are starting to focus on what everybody else is trying to get them to focus on. Now, I talk about a lot about law of attraction and focus on what you want. But you will have people come into your life who say, okay, this is the way I perceive things, this is the way it is, and this is the way you are. And that's when you have to stay really firm on your vision on how things are going to play them out. Because they're sitting there saying, well, you know, we don't want to deal with it. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get an outcome here because of your fears. You don't want your fears to play out, is what I'm saying. It's like you feel like it's, I keep getting harmed, and you feel like your son's going to get hurt physically. So I just keep getting this thing coming back to me. It says you need to focus on your vision, and no matter what, keep focused on that and put your foot down. And I've seen situations like yours where people are saying lots of stuff, and the people that are maintaining their focus are real calm and just don't really, they don't play into it. That's the whole thing. That's what we call drama. And I've seen situations like just like yours where it's like they had a vision in their head, and when people told them things, they would just say, okay. And they would go back to maintaining that focus and say, this is the way it's going to go. They don't go backwards and say, well, last time, well, we're not talking about last time, we're not talking about yesterday, we're talking about now. And it's the idea of trying to live in the now, right now. And let those things go in the whole situation. It's also the same thing, too, with your husband and the aggravation. And this is your ex-husband, too, right?
Yeah, he's my ex-husband. We've been divorced 8 years, and I've been dealing with this, but it's getting worse.
I'm just saying, with the situation of getting worse, is because everybody's so attached. It's like you've been divorced, but you're still so attached. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, let go. And I know what he's done to you. But see, the reason I'm not feeding into that is because you shouldn't either. Because it's just bringing more bad situations. And you don't want that. What you want is a positive outcome to the situation you're in now. And the only way you can do that is to focus on the solution, not the problem. We know what the problem is. And that's why I keep getting here. It's like, let it go. And that keeps ringing in my head. Let it go. Connect with your angels. Focus on this whole thing. I would definitely do what we told the first customers, clients, or callers. Everything starts with a C. Drive me nuts. Anyway, you should focus on those. Get you a focus board to help you focus. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm okay. Sorry.
Hello?
There was a number.
Do me a favor. Let me... Okay. Let me call you back in 10 minutes so I can finish the show, okay? And I'll call you right back, I promise. You're welcome. Bye. Okay, guys. I'm sorry. It's
That's okay.
Everybody, the phone.
That's okay.
Yeah, the show's supposed to end at 8 o'clock, and everybody's like, right in there, buddy. I'm getting their reading, so I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm saying, you still there? Wow, we lost her. Anyway, if you're still listening, I really feel like you should focus on that focus board, and you can really make a big change here, okay? Thank you for that call, too, as well. And for everybody on the line, happy holidays. I keep forgetting it's Christmas. Okay, you're on the air, 602. How are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Bea.
This is who?
Hello? This is Beatrice.
Beatrice? Beatrice?
Yes.
Okay. 602, where are you calling from?
Arizona also. The other lady was calling from like Sedona, 520, but I'm in the Phoenix area.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just go right ahead and you go ahead and ask your questions.
Well, do you want to just see what you see first, or do you want me to just ask you a question?
I want to go with the question because I feel like there's some really important things that you really want to get crossed. And
I'm having some problems with my landlord, and I hired an attorney, and he wrote a letter saying that if they not extend my lease after the end of January, that we can sue them for 2 months rent and for moving and stuff like that. And they came back and sent a letter to my attorney yesterday, which he got today, saying they still want me to move by the end of January. And the only reason they're doing that is because I had complained about the air conditioning vents, and they hired an air conditioning person, and they found out 4 different things was wrong with it.
Uh-huh.
But they did fix it for 2 or 3 months later.
Oh, shoot.
So by law, we have them, you know. And so basically, I wasn't planning to move. I've been here for 3.5 years. So you, since Mercury is retrograde and they responded yesterday with a letter, do you think by the end of December they'll change their mind and say, yes, you can stay here for 6 months? Because I don't think the person that we sent, the management company we sent the letter to, actually talked to his attorney yet.
Okay. Actually, I do feel like that by the end of the month there will be a change.
The end of January, you see a change?
No. I didn't say by the end of December,
they'll change their mind?
I feel like they will change their minds, yeah. I definitely feel that. If they don't change their minds by the end of this month, I definitely do see good news coming in the first week of January, not the end of January.
So you don't see me moving in the next 6 months then?
No, I don't.
Thank God.
No. You know, see, I do, too. I get the no, too, but I was such a, probably say what I said to the last lady, too, that keep focusing on that positive, no matter what you see, what you feel, what you gotta, I just feel like it's going to play that way out. And I just feel like you're going to have people telling you that, no, I don't think so, it's getting down. No, don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, okay?
Okay.
And I really mean that, so...
Well, I didn't do anything wrong just because I complained, and the Arizona law says if they try to kick you out or raise your rent within 6 months of you complaining, then we can go for retaliation and sue them. So, you know, I don't. That's why I don't think he's discussed it with his attorney, because he obviously doesn't realize I've got documentation that the leasing person gave to me. But so I was going to give him a call next week and let him know I've got these documents that the girl gave to me. So maybe he'll change his mind once he knows we've got all the documents.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened when I'm talking about the last lady. I was sitting there focusing on don't let people around you try to get you to perceive the way they perceive things.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people rip you off. That's what makes a good salesman. They're trying
I know. I've been in sales for 21 years.
There you go. Okay. So we're trying to give them a picture so they'll go their money so easily.
Also, do you see some inheritance? Some people see an inheritance coming to me like February or March of next year or before then. Do you see any large inheritance coming?
And you're talking about February or March? Is there any chance you could actually get that? I mean, I'm just saying when I pick up on it, I get news about that in January. It might actually.
Well, then I could get it in January. I mean, but some people said December, some people said November, some people said January. So,
no,
you know, the last couple. So you see in January?
Well, the way it comes to me is I see in January of. It keeps coming up to me with more clarification where it actually might fall out where you get it in March or February.
I get notification in January, but then I get it in February or March. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I just feel like it's one of those things of for some reason the people around that whole thing just they're dragging, they'll probably drag their feet. So you might be looking at March.
Well, because as soon as I get the money, then I just plan to buy a house and pay cash for it because it's supposed to be a little bit more than $2 million, so it's quite a large amount.
Okay, and I'm not questioning it. I'm just saying, really, I'd love to have a tip, but. But I was sitting there focusing on the whole thing and saying, yeah, I definitely would say March. But get it.
Can I just have one little question? I was on the phone since 4:45 or 15 minutes before the show started. Let me see. You started at 5. So
right.
I was on the phone for over 2 hours, and some psychics go, you know, they go in line by the psychics when they, you know, by the numbers. But I guess you just pick and choose the numbers you want to talk to.
Well, that's one of those things that go into people you feel like you're drawn to quicker. That's what it is.
Oh.
It's not the ideal thing. This person here is not giving me no energy, so you're getting it. No.
It's just
a couple of people. It's just a thing that goes.
Because I know I've tried to be on your show before, and I've waited for 2 whole hours, and then I gave up and I hung up. This is the first time I've actually been able to talk to you.
Right.
Have a nice holiday.
I would probably go back to that because I was sitting there talking and I punched on somebody else and then I lost in the mix. But we've actually got a whole lot more callers that every time I do the show, I keep getting more and more and more
really?
Callers. Yeah, it's one of the things that's trying to deal with it. And so, okay, wow, okay, we'll get you guys all in here because I actually have stayed on the phone with everybody almost 45 minutes after my show went off. So,
wow.
everybody, so I promise I would definitely.
But I know that one person you guys were talking to for like 25 minutes, I went, oh my God, usually it's like one question, but you went on and on and on and on and on with this one person. 25 minutes, I went, whoa.
We try to see
But anyhow.
I try to see people on Mondays and Wednesdays, but on Fridays, I'm just looking at the reading. I'm actually thinking about trying to move up to maybe 3 hours so I can get everybody in and you can all be on the
air. Do you see any new men coming into my life that wants to spend all... No, I'm just joking about spending money. So do you see any new men coming in my life?
I would be cautious. I really would. Yeah, because what comes to me is in the next 3 months, I would be cautious. I'm certainly...
Oh, I will.
But I feel like the ideal of someone coming in your life seems more of a summer thing. I can feel the heat.
Okay, well, I'll let you go then. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. And your card for the day was actually the Knight of Swords, so it's the idea.
The Knight of Swords, that's a good sign. That's a good card.
Right, so it's one of those things.
The Swords aren't, but the Knight of Swords is.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the Knight. The Knight of Swords is telling me those things that you're focusing on. It's
also
the ideal of if there's any, like I was telling the last caller, couple callers today, when you have a situation where you're starting to say, I want to go back with somebody, or back to a situation, usually what had happened in that situation of past experiences, have been to flood the present.
Oh, okay.
Getting with somebody. I've had to learn the same thing myself. I want to go back to Colorado.
Well, I don't usually go back with somebody once I've broken up because I just figure whatever we had before, you know, it's going to have the same problems, which everybody eventually finds out. So
mm-hmm.
it never usually works the second or the third time.
Right. I'm just saying with the situation, it could be not necessarily a relationship. Everything affects whatever happens in your life. So it's just the idea of keeping everything in check. Even talking, going back to someplace, just saying we're going to go. Because that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I want to move back to Colorado. So I've had to change my thinking and says I want to go to Colorado. So it opens up new opportunities.
Yeah. But don't go now. They're going to have snow for the next three, four months. So.
Okay. I'm not going nowhere then, huh?
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, and you have a great night. And happy holidays.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Area code 858. You're on the air. How are you, and what's your name? Hello? Hello? You there? Hello? They fell asleep. Hello? Hello? Okay, area code 602, you're on the air and you're talking to me. You there?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Yes.
Have I talked to you before?
Might have been a while ago.
Okay, I'm just saying I'd recognize your voice and it wasn't about the whole thing. So go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, my question is... do you see my son, like now he's living with me, do you see him moving out in January and going to a college in a different state?
Hmm. Okay. What I get is the idea of it. I get the impression it's going to happen. But I keep getting more focusing on February.
The reason I'm saying January is before the semester starts.
Uh-huh. What time
so,
is it?
Unless he's been...
Right. I'm just saying, when it came to me, it was really strong and said, hey, this is February, and I got a confirmation on the whole thing actually happening. But like I said before, I actually saw the word February. So it definitely...
Okay,
go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, so you do see him going out of state and going to college? Do you see all of that?
I keep getting a strong yes. So, confirmation on all those things. He's saying yes.
Okay. Now, do where?
You know, I really don't get where. I just get the idea of focusing on just the idea of it now happening. Is there any connections to Texas?
Texas? No, not that I'm aware of it right now. Because what we're doing right now is filling out, what would you call it, applications or whatever to see if he can get a sports scholarship to one of these schools and then see if one of them will pick him up for a sports scholarship and that's where he'll go.
I'm just saying, I keep picking up on Texas University.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you haven't filled out something for them, you should.
From which one?
Texas.
It's kind of back echoing a little bit on the phone.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I keep getting Texas University. Texas. I'm just saying, I feel Texas seems very strong, and you should definitely figure out. Like, if you feel like you should fill applications out for somebody in Texas, I'm just affirming that you actually get that feeling, because I keep getting that over and over.
Okay, Texas, you're getting over and over. You know, because sometimes if you see, like, a certain color, that can kind of generally give me a direction where to go, because, you know, when they go into a sports, they always have a color. So I was thinking if you're picking up a color, because I've had that before where they pick up a color and I go, oh, yeah, then that correlated to the school and to the sport.
Well, sometimes I actually see words and things like that, too. So I get Texas University, Texas College. I keep, and Texas was the biggest thing that popped up. So.
Okay.
And it just almost like it repeated itself a couple times. So that's why I'm saying I go with that. And I would definitely go that direction, because I feel like that would be, to me, it feels like it'd be a whole lot easier direction to go that way. I would say, I pulled a card for you, and I just kept on getting this thing with the idea of your son. Does he stay to himself a lot?
Yes and no.
He's a deep thinker.
Yeah, he's definitely a deep thinker, because sometimes the things that come out of his mouth, I'm going, really? Where is that coming from?
I'm just saying, it's like the idea of going to college and opening up new horizons for him, gets him out of a situation of being more social.
Well, he's already in college right now, and it's like a junior college, so now it's time to go from a junior college into a university.
I'm just saying, when you jump from a junior college to a university, it's like night and day. So that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things of definitely opening up horizons and doors for this man, where it's like, I feel like that's the reason I came up with Texas, because Texas would actually put him in a situation on what path he should definitely choose.
Okay.
I got the Hermit's card. The Hermit's card is upside down, which actually is a good thing, because it shows me as a person not being seclusive. It shows a person going out and moving. And when I say moving, not the idea of moving from house to house or moving from where you're at to where he's going. It's the idea of moving on. Going to the university and going, okay, you know, like almost like, aha, I know exactly what I need to do.
Okay. I don't mean to be redundant on this. Do you see that this move in the reason for Texas, is that because they are going to offer him a scholarship so that he can afford to go there?
Yes. Yeah, I keep getting, I got yes on that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know eventually I'm going to have to move. I'm just wondering if it's a matter of time. Do you have a time frame where you see where I'm going to have to pack her up and move to? Because I'm sure this place is, the one I'm renting is probably going to, I haven't heard news that she got it modified, so I'm assuming it's probably going to go into foreclosure, and kind of want to know the time frame so I can be a little prepared.
Well, okay, this is you're talking about recent stuff. What I keep getting is a year and a half.
Oh, not for another year and a half?
I keep getting a year and a half, and I also keep getting this. There's no urgency about the situation.
Oh, there's no urgency?
No, she might actually foreclose and someone else might take over on the property, but I don't really feel like that's going to affect you if you have to move.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you want to go, go. I mean, it's almost like it's still in a category of choice.
Well, really, I don't want to move. That's, you know, from right now I'm quite, you know, it's okay. It's not my dream home or anything like that, but.
Right. I'm just saying, don't feed into other people's transactions and what they're going through. Sometimes these things, it's like we were talking before about manifesting things. If this is some place that you want to live, it would be one of those things where everything would fall in place as long as you focus on that. If you start letting the worries come in there and saying, what if she, you know, opening the door to what if, just change the door to what if, but, you know, like a bathroom, you got a girl and a boy bathroom, you don't want to go in the wrong one, so pick the right one. So in this one, we picked the one, they both say the same, they're both bathrooms, but they're just for different, two different people.
Right.
So you sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, I can open the door and start thinking, what if everything goes bad? Or sit there and turn it around. It's still what if, but I've done this before too. What if I get everything I want? What if everything does fall into place and I can stay right here? If I do in the way, you know, instead of putting it in a negative way, always trying to find a really positive way of doing things. Like I said, simply this week, all I did was change the whole thing and stop worrying about what could happen and start saying, what would I like to see happen? And the idea of finding blessings to solve certain situations. So therefore, that's what I started focusing on. Nothing else and nothing more. And I'm not saying it's not an easy thing sometimes. People around us have a tendency to influence those outcomes. But when we stay and maintain our positive thinking, we still come out in a positive way.
Right.
And that's what I feel like here. It's the idea of following your gut feeling, your guidance, and that exactly where you need to go. And when you ask the question about moving, I just got a year and a half. And it could be just saying the reason we say a year and a half is because the idea of it's not an urgency.
Well, that's good to know.
So don't focus on, you know, don't feed into that. And just that's her problem and her life. And just focus on yours and what's going on and how happy you really are.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
So do you see like a relationship going on for me at all?
Okay. I keep getting no, not right now.
No.
It's like if you have a situation or potentials and friends and people are making their advances, just the idea, the impression of saying, I don't see anything. It's just the idea of looking at those advances. I don't know if I want to say sincerely, but just look at how, I guess I am trying to say sincerely. Sincerely think about that, okay? And she's gone. I hate when they all come up like that. It's crazy, isn't it? So let's go, and we're still doing our questions and answers. And so 773, you're on the air, and what's your... Hello, and what's your name?
Hello, my name is Portia.
And you are calling from Chicago?
Yes.
Okay, I remember that area code. And you say your first name is? I'm sorry.
Portia.
Portia. Portia, sorry. Okay, Portia. Your question?
I wanted to know, what do you see in the future for me in having kids, like how soon, or do you see me having any at all?
Having kids?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Are you right-handed? I think you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're right-handed. Sometimes I do this, and it's not to divert the question. It's just that there's a place, I do palm readings, so there's a place on your hand that you can actually look, which is where your pinky is. There's a line that goes across your palm, and then there's your pinky. Between your pinky, where it comes down into your hand, and that line that's on your hand, there's usually lines on the side. And depending on how many lines you see, it's usually how many kids you'll have. I'm just trying to give you some confidence. I feel like that's a positive thing.
Can you tell me, like, around when?
When?
Yeah. Like, around when the first child will come? Or
I keep getting this impression of three. Did you happen to look at those lines on your finger, on your hand?
You said it's right under the pinky of my right hand. I see, like, two, they're, like, kind of thin lines, you know, like the little ones that's in your hand, not the big ones. But
right.
It's, like, two, and then it's, like, one, like, squiggly line that's kind of connecting to the pinky, sort of see.
Okay.
Like, but it's a real thin line as well.
Okay, no
so
problem.
So it's three.
Yes, it is. It's almost like you get two boys and a crazy girl. That's what those squiggly lines are for. It's like a very high... hyper energetic daughter.
Yeah, I kind of said that I didn't want any girls. It wasn't just real that
right.
I was a girl thing.
I'm just saying, with the situation I pick up on, it's one of those things. I get three kids, I get two girls, and then it goes back and forth and says it could be two boys. So it's basically sometimes with the energies can be different. And sometimes you can actually pick up spirits. The soul will announce itself that it's coming in a baby in a few months. I keep getting a lot of spontaneous stuff going on in your life. But at the same time, I keep getting a lot of things that are almost like it's... You don't get a timeline on the whole thing, but you keep getting it might be really soon. I get definitely feel like in the next year, there could definitely be...
My boyfriend, my fiance, rather, is he keeps telling me, like, you're pregnant, and, like, you don't know because you, like, I can tell because he has kids already and I don't have any. So he's like, I know that you're pregnant. You just don't notice it. And so, like...
I'm just saying, what I pick up on, I don't pick up a date or anything like that or how soon. As in, what date it would be, like, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep getting it being very soon. I also keep getting confirmation. So it's almost like you get that kind of combination. Of confirmation means you're going to be confirmed.
I'm going to be what? I'm sorry.
It's going to be confirmed pretty soon that you are.
Okay. I have one more question, but it's not like a really good question or a... I keep getting, like, well, ever since he's been, like, bringing this up, like, every day, you know, like, the whole baby thing, and I'm just calling to check on you and the baby, like, stuff. So I keep getting, like, I'll go to sleep, like, I sleep, like, most of the day. And when I go to sleep, I've, like, been having, like dreams, like, sort of, they're kind of, like, whatever... I do within the day, or I like if I wake up and I talk to my girlfriends or whatever, you know,
right.
Talk to someone, and it's like sometimes I have dreams of stuff that I've never seen that, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like, and like if it's somebody getting harmed or something and I'm trying to help them, it's like they're getting pushed further away from me as I walk closer to them. And sometimes I get dreams about things that are happening in my life, you know, like in different aspects. Like, I was like, we were supposed to move in together, and I was like, you know, no, I don't want to move in. But then, like, I told my mom that I was going to leave where I was staying because she was helping me pay the bills, but she doesn't live here with me. So I told her, you know, like, this is too much for me to be paying by myself. I mean, to even be paying half of by myself. Like, I think I should just get a smaller place. And
you need to take a deep breath right now because she's... Just a little overwhelmed here, and I wanted to say something real quick, okay?
Okay.
Because what I'm getting here is, you're focusing on too much of everybody else, but I really don't hear anything about yourself.
Well, that was coming.
And plus, let me cut you off. I'm just saying, I pulled a card out for you just to kind of confirm a lot of things for you. Yeah, I got the Empress. Now, the Empress card has a tendency to the way she wears her gown. Excuse me. She comes off the first thing that popped in my head is you're pregnant. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to shock you or nothing, but see, the thing it confirmed it for was it was a three at the top. There's a three, the number three. And then she just, sometimes when you look at the card, she looks pregnant. And then I'm telling you what the words that came to me just when that happened was, you're pregnant and it's a boy.
That's kind of making me happy. I do not want a girl.
Okay. Well, good. You're not going to get one. Not for a while, anyway.
Yeah, he told me I was going to get one. He said, you're going to get a girl because you always think you don't want a girl.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a girl, but not the first time out.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just saying, what's your situation? Just relax. Take a deep breath and say, you know, sometimes I need to focus on myself and what I want to do and where I should go. And then it just, because everybody's sitting, there's a lot of things going on. But what you need to do is just make a plan on how you want things to happen. Not the way they should. Not the way you think you should do them. What I mean by that is, a lot of people get pressured into making decisions. When they're, you know, it's one of those things of putting your foot down and saying, well, I feel like I should do this. I mean, I've been in situations before where people are constantly pushing me into a situation saying, you need to get a job, because they're not looking at what you're doing and they're not really being respectful to you. They're feeding into the worldly thing, saying, well, you need to do this. And what I'm saying to you is, the things that are going on in your life right now, but there's also a thing in your mind that you want to do. And you need to focus on what you want to do with your life. Because even if the idea of being pregnant and having a child and not having a boyfriend or a husband, you're not condemned in the whole situation. If you really focus on what you really want to do and confirm it and affirm it, those opportunities will still happen. It's just the world has a tendency to really push it down our throats all the time. You know, this is happening. Oh, shucks. Oh, poor this and that and the other.
So is this kind of, I just wanted to ask, is this kind of like what I've been dreaming about? Because in my dreams, like, I'm not necessarily in the dreams. Like, I see other people getting harmed or being in happy moments, but I'm dreaming about it and they seem so real. It's like I'm seeing, like, reality through my dreams. Like, I don't know if that sounds crazy.
No, I've seen some things.
But it's just been happening, like, for about the last 2-3 weeks. Like, every time I go to sleep, I dream about something that seems so realistic, whether it's in my life or somebody's life I've never met before.
I'm just saying, what you need to do is you need to put a pad and a pencil next to your bed and write these things down before you even get out of bed. Or, if you can, get you one of those little recorders from Walmart. Little hand things where you can actually talk into them.
Yeah, I have one of those. I'm in school, so I tape all my lectures.
I'm just saying, keep it with you by the bed, and then when you're out and about, because what happens when you start really focusing on these things, you'll start seeing more details of what it's all about, and you'll see what the message is about. Because I've had dreams too where I wake up and going, damn, it was a dream. I want to go back. So, you know.
Right, but in these dreams, like, they're so realistic, and like, I remember every single detail about every dream, and that's not like me, because usually when I wake up, I remember a dream when I first wake up, but throughout the day, I'll forget the dream. But lately, and it's what's bothering me about it is, like, I didn't start having these dreams till my boyfriend kept telling me, like, you're expecting, you're pregnant. And then I just start having these dreams, like, all of a sudden. And it's not necessarily always me in the dreams. But even though the days pass and I have other dreams every night, I can still remember every dream I've had. And they're so vivid and so realistic. And I'm not in them. Like, one dream I seen this Caucasian girl, she was about 16, 17, getting raped by this guy. And she was screaming for help, and as I was, like, going towards her to try to help her, it was like she kept moving further away from me. Like, the situation kept moving further away from me.
What I would recommend for you is, really, and think about this seriously, is giving me a call and doing a private reading. Because one thing about dreams, it takes a little bit longer, and I got at least three other people I really need to get to, so I can answer their questions, too. So I would definitely recommend that you get with me and get a private reading. And since you are a caller on the show today, I will knock off so if it's like if you want an hour, it's usually 45. I can do it for 35. Whatever you feel like you can do. I always tell people, you know, if you are close to what you can have for a reading, don't hesitate to call me, because I'm like I said, I'm very open-minded about things. I'm just saying, with your situation, needs a lot of interpretation into what you're talking about, because of the dreams that you've actually are talking about seem like they really need to be explored, and we just don't have time on this format. But if you, seriously, if you give me a call, like my number is 937-838-6337. I'm sure we can work out.
What's your name again?
Okay, my friends call me Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is 937.
I have the number 937-838-6337.
Right. And call me. Like I said, it's usually $25 for a half hour and $45 for an hour. But like I said, if you're close, and it's because you really need this. But we need to take a whole hour, and I can't do it right now. But definitely give me a call, and we can work something out, okay?
Can I ask you one more question? Should I stop, like I'm not a religious person, like I don't have a set religion, but I dabble in religions, like I do tarot cards, you know, I read all type of religious books and stuff like that. Should I stop doing that for right now while I'm having these dreams?
No, actually that's helping you get information on how to interpret them, so keep that up. I'm serious. Call
all right, thank you.
We'll sit down and work this whole thing out. I'll tell you a lot of things I feel like you should get, because you're the books and stuff you're talking about. So don't worry about it, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's right. Okay. Did I... 267.
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, thanks for taking my call, and definitely thank you for your time. I think it's amazing. I can't believe you're still on air. Well, still taking calls.
Oh, no problem. Well, go ahead and ask your questions.
Okay. I had a question regarding relationship. I was in a relationship for many, many years at a young age, and I gave that up because it was just like an endless circle.
Uh-huh.
We have a child together, but about 4 months ago, I met somebody where there's just like a really strong connection. I mean, right. Even like every time, like if he texts me, it's like 111. I look outside, there's like signs everywhere. But recently, he's been like really off. So I'm wondering,
right.
If, like, what he's thinking, and if there's really does he feel that connection I do?
Okay, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you told me or not, but what's your first name?
My name's Crystal.
Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy you're talking about, what's his name?
His name's Jerome.
Okay, Crystal. You're wondering about a lot of things about him. How do you feel his connection?
Yeah.
And this is a person that's new, or is this somebody who was a past?
Well, he was new 4 months ago.
Okay. Sometimes with situations when you feel connections with people, that's great, but also realizing the source. If we're all from the same source, then we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So we wipe that connection out of the way and say, okay, well, of course we're connected. But I'm just saying, when you feel the connection between the two of him, the reason how you can determine between a connection that's real of someone you should be with compared to someone that you shouldn't be with is things you usually know. Everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a situation that doesn't make sense to you, then it's trying to point out something else about you guys basically crossing paths of dealing with the issues within yourself. I'm just saying, with the situation I get here, is that there is a lot of things going on, but I also pick up some confusion. So I'm just asking you, from the confusion that I'm picking up, is it confusion that you're wondering about this relationship, or is it just... Because sometimes people do get confused when it's that good. So I'm just trying to sort it out, I guess.
I guess it's just like the last week or two, like he's just been real distant. So I'm really confused. Even relationships, period. I think I'm just in a transitional stage, too. So there's my other life, you know, going on. So
right.
I'm confused maybe in general.
Okay. I'm just saying, with the situation I keep picking up on is the idea of, I guess we would say that the theme of the show today was you need to focus on you.
Mm-hmm.
By focusing on yourself, what I mean by that is focus on yourself. Focus on you. You know, like certain things arise, you need to focus on those situations. And then by dealing with that, I just feel like the relationship between you and him is going to basically present itself and say, okay, you should go forward with this. things will get closer. Get distance. You're talking about he distanced himself from you, right?
Yeah, he's definitely distant. There's a lot of things that are going on in his life that I know.
Yeah, I know.
Know. I know.
Right, but at the same time, we have to, you know, sit there and it's, quit trying to figure out why he has distance from you. And just realize, because I've told you before that you have a lot of people come in your life, and then we start questioning things. When those people are just being themselves,
mm-hmm.
once we start respecting that and say, okay, that's just the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has a tendency to pull away when he gets emotional, but at the same time, you're taking it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't take it personal. I feel like, give me an example. I had someone I did a reading for who basically said that she felt like the guy that she was, that she felt she was probably destined with, had turned her back on her. Well, in the reading, he did. But see, what he did was he turned his back on her temporarily so he could deal with what was going on in his life that was hitting him at that time. And he knew that she was going to be there. He trusted the feelings and the connection they had so he could deal with the issues that were confronting him. And then when I told her that, it made sense to her. She was like, okay, I got it. So he's just being overwhelmed with a lot of stuff. And you're right. With the situation, I think you also feel like he should, there's something he's going through, you also feel like he should be sharing it with you as well. And I think you should reaffirm that to him too as well. And
mm-hmm.
I think they will clear up a lot of things between you and him. Of, you know, like, it's just communication, saying, okay, this is what I like and this is what I don't like. And not be scared
mm-hmm.
because you say those things, he might disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I say here. You keep getting long-term relationship, just deal with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, focus on yourself. And I just feel like you're going to come up with different ways on how to, it's almost like opening your door again to guidance of saying, okay, I know what to do now. And
mm-hmm.
trust the connection.
Yeah, I mean, recently, I'm kind of like that whole personal level, that like I was taking it personal the last, maybe this week. I was just like, you know what? It is what
uh-huh.
it is. I'm just out. If that's not, you know, I need to stop taking it. So, well, what? Why this? Why? I analyze life, period. So,
right.
I mean, I know, realize I had to step back and kind of stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Trust what you have. Trust you. Now, if you read in the Bible, it says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you read that
mm-hmm.
statement really correctly, it means you have to love yourself before you can love your neighbor.
Right.
So, love yourself. Care about yourself. Also, look at yourself in a different way of something than maybe you have before. I've done that too, considering this person's being distant. And then you focus on yourself for a minute and realize you've done the same thing every once in a while as well. Then you understand the connection between the two of you, and when you stop doing those things, the other person has a tendency to stop doing them too, and you get closer. I'm just saying relax. I understand what you're saying. A lot of things are going on. And the reason I'm not trying to, you know, cut you off or nothing. I'm just saying what you need to focus on is what you want. I want this
mm-hmm.
to play itself out. And that's all I think about. There have been some things that you question. But the more you focus on yourself and the relationship itself, and confirm this is exactly what you want and what your goals in this relationship are, then you'll see that's all going to play itself out. Even to the point. And the reason I say that, because I wrote in my journal a couple of times when I was wanting to get back with a girlfriend, and I started looking at the situation of things that I would like to change or see a difference in those encounters. Or, for example, sex. You know, if you're not too happy with certain things that were going on there. So I wrote in my journal how I would like to see them happen. And then for some reason,
what you speak, you manifest, or your feelings, you thought you manifest.
If you would have seen my journal at the time, man, it was so freaky because everything I wrote down in that journal happened.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point of we split up, and I said, well, since she left me the way she did, she needed to come get me and pick me up and take me home. When I traced that back later and started reading my journal and realized exactly what had happened when we did get back together, she came to pick me up
mm-hmm.
at a hotel that I was staying in, and she took me home. And I thought when I wrote that statement, it might have been a little bit bold to write that statement, like I was being a little egotistic about it, but that's the way I wanted to play it out. I felt like if she would have done that, then it tells me that she is ready for this relationship. And that's exactly
right.
What happened. So, you know, when you sit there and look at those things, that's why I tell everybody when I talk on the line. You know, I don't sit there and tell you these things because I think it's the best course of action. somewhere down the line, I've gone through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that when I started seeing miracles happen, and then
right. I mean, and it's very hard to like interpret your intuition too. I mean, I'm very spiritual myself, and I know that I have my intuition.
Then ask
is
your
majority of the time on, but
okay.
It's very hard to determine what's real and what's not sometimes.
And that's what I tell my clients in situations just like this. If you are in doubt, see, your angels are giving you information. They're giving you guidance. Angels, God, everyone that's around you that's directing you in a course, but they're also in a different dimension, a different plane.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong to sit there, and I've heard this from my own angels. If you don't understand, then ask us to clarify it for you, and they will.
I've always felt very connected to the angels. Actually, last night, I finally gave it up, and my grandmother, who had passed, she passed about a year ago now, but she was, like, my best friend ever.
Right.
She passed suddenly where it was, like, she was here and gone. She wasn't sick or anything, but she was in my dream last night, and when she was coming towards me, she was with my pop, and I looked at her, and I said, Graham, you mad at me? And she goes, not right now, but she wasn't talking to me. She was just smiling. But I heard her voice. And she's like, not right now, I'm not. But so what does that mean? Something like that.
At that moment, what she's trying to do, she's focusing on something else. How she helps you. It's like, how would you put this? She helps you. Like, she gives you guidance. But she's.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get the impression she's helping other people out, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You almost get this impression that she was helping somebody out at the same time, and you're picking her up.
Mm-hmm.
But she's busy doing something, you're picking her up. So it kind of gives you an idea what your abilities are. Yeah, you can pick her up no matter what she's doing. And she's like, no, I'm not mad at you, not now, but it means I need to work on this situation with this person, or I will be mad, so leave me alone. But, you know, it's one of those things of trying to be nice. And she's always tried to do that with you and try to help you understand.
Yeah.
So I'm saying here, the card I pulled out for you for the day is basically the devil's card. It's upside down. That gives me an indication that you know of some of your limitations, and it's saying take those shackles and get rid of them. Focus on to now, all right, today. What I mean by that too is don't let any other thoughts of anything else that comes into this day come from the past. You know, when we start thinking about, remember I used to do this. Sometimes even a positive thought has a tendency to have some negative things attached to it.
Yeah.
So you just want to focus on today and say, okay, when I get myself into a situation and I've made my decisions and I have time to sit back and reminisce, that's fine. But right now I don't have the luxury of doing that, and so therefore focus and say, okay, I don't understand something. And even to the point of calling in the right angel to clarify it for you. I would recommend, if you could, get some John Randolph Price books. Cause he really
John Randolph who?
John Randolph Price.
Okay.
He has a book. He has a bunch of books. One's called Empowerment, but the ones I'm focusing on right now came to me real quick is the blue book. It's called, and what did I do with it? Okay. Here it is. I'm sorry. I actually had it right here. It's called Angel Energy. How to Harness the Power of Angels in Everyday Life. And then he has another one that goes with that one, which is basically called The Angels Within Us, which covers the 22 angels that actually cover the higher arcana. 22 angels for each one of those cards. One angel for each card. But they're angels like Angel of Abundance. Maybe you're having a tough time with success of following through with things. So the best thing to do in this situation is to meditate and contact and open the gateway with your angel of success.
I've been working with the angel cards. Actually, the first it was very hard for me to ever meditate, and I think it's because my focus, like my mind's in a million different places at one time. So when I actually was able to meditate the first time, and it was the oddest thing. It's like my fingertips were tingling. So I mean, and I've had dreams about being a healer, and I just always thought I was. Like I was, like I've always had that, you know,
also,
part of who I think that's who I am.
Yeah, also try to do some fasting.
Okay.
Fasting, what fasting does is it's, well, you see a lot of people who fast who have a stronger connection with God and the angels. Well, that's exactly what you're doing. You're cleansing your body so you can actually hear your divine, your divine guidance very clearly. Like if you have a tendency to I'm not saying you eat sugar a lot. I'm just saying the idea of sugar itself could actually be something that's keeping you from hearing your messages clearly, which is confusing. Mm-hmm. So just things like
that. What it is too, is I was put on ADD medication. I was diagnosed with it, and so was my son. But I know it's really just, doing my own research, it's really just our own abilities. Like, I know my son, he's very, very psychic.
Well,
and I know that...
Yeah, sometimes with medical doctors, they always see things in a medical way or a science way. And I always sit there and look at the situation and take it one step further and say, you know, get some chakra books.
Mm-hmm.
You say you have angel cards. Who are they?
Yeah, they're by the Doreen Virtue cards.
Okay, which ones? Good question, huh?
They're just the oracle cards, I believe.
Well, they're all oracle cards.
I don't know. I mean, they're just... I don't have...
Well, are they the brown ones?
Yeah, they're brown.
Those are actually healing with the angel cards.
Okay.
I've had that deck, and I've actually had the Archangel deck. And what I did was I took both decks and put them together as one big deck. That was a powerful deck, I'm telling you. We had Archangels and the angels working together. Pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you need to do in the situation, some of the things you're going through, I would also recommend that you get her... She just had these cards come out... Archangel Raphael cards, and to help you pinpoint a lot of things of certain issues and healing, but also
right.
A lot of times people don't realize that Raphael is also the angel of abundance.
Is he? I know he's a healing angel.
Well, see, the point is when you heal issues in your life, it opens doors, and it's abundance. Not doesn't always mean money. It means your love is your life is abundantly happy, which means you basically are attracting everything you need. Not just money, everything. And so I've noticed that, like, with Archangel Raphael, you can also work with him with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael helps you cut the cords to past experiences and cleanse you where you have all these emotional attachments. Well, that's why they call them attachment, because they're actually like these invisible cords that are making you attached to everything. So you cut those, and then you have Archangel Raphael there that can actually help you heal once you cut those issues away, too. So you can heal with the aftermath.
Which so I think they've been working with me through, like, the last 2 years, because I've always been, like I said, my relationship with my son's father from when I was 15, it was something I was so attached to, but
right.
I mean, and it was very hard. I know I wasn't in the wrong. I mean, I've never been perfect, but I know the issues are more on his side that he's not going to ever deal with, that they've been working with me a lot, you know, through a year to be able to realize that.
Okay. The only thing I would suggest to you right now is I keep getting this very strongly. I really want to do a private session with you. And like I was telling the previous lady, I really recommend one for you. Like I was saying before, there was like a half hour for 25 and an hour for 45. But if it's one of those situations where you can come close to that, don't hesitate, because you need one of these. And I also want to do a past life regression with you, because I feel like there's also something that's attached to one of your past lives that you really need to focus on that would help you understand the messages that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe so too.
And it would at least take an hour. So I'm just saying you need an hour session. And
maybe right after the holidays, that'd be something I could possibly do.
Okay. And plus, let me give it. Yeah. I'm tired.
Do you see anything for my finances? So just very quickly, I know that you've been on the line forever.
Your finances. It's one of those other things, too. I don't like to get... I'm not getting smart with people when I say, what do you want? But that's what I get here, where it's settling down and getting what you want. I've seen a lot of situations where people are having financial problems, and the one reason is they're not in the profession, the career that they're supposed to be in the first place. So they're having difficulties. And once they put themselves in something they would love to do, then you usually see that their finances and their financial outlook changes drastically for the better. And what I get here is just the idea of maintaining and putting your foot down and really pursuing what you need to do. I keep getting a lot of things where it's like hands-on-hands kind of a thing that you want to do. I would go as far as in massage. But go ahead. Massage is a strong thing, but I also feel like it's one of those things that would definitely be a start, a tip for you. Not, so it was like you would do the massaging thing, but then would attract other things that would work together with it. Like, I do readings, but I also do past life regression. I also do relationship counseling. And these things all seem to have come along when I decided to put myself in the profession I was always drawn to in the first place. And then I started finding out more things about myself. And I feel like that's what's going on here too. So it'd be like a, just do the massage thing for a while. I just caution you when you do the massage to definitely cleanse yourself after each session. Because you get a lot of negative energy in your hands, your arms, and your shoulders. And a lot of people I've noticed, if you don't cleanse themselves, start getting tendonitis I do that myself when I do readings for very long. If I don't take some time to relax or cleanse, or just even pop in a chakra clearing CD and just lose myself in it, I get headaches. So it's
I was doing salt baths for a while. I'm doing salt off of sage to take the negative energy away. I mean, I look into this stuff all the time. People, it's very hard to talk to people about it because people don't understand it. But I do try to keep the negative away from me. Like I said, there is negative people around me, so I know to try to clear that out. But it's hard to do.
What you might want to do is you still have some things that you want to focus on with your baths and that kind of stuff. Why don't you do me a favor and give me a call tomorrow? I'll just give you a... What I'm saying is, it's not like a session or nothing, but I can give you some tips, and there's some other stuff that you can actually use besides just the salt itself. And I really want to give that information to you, just as long as you promise you get that past life regression.
Yeah, because I know I need that. I mean, I've looked into it where I know that my past, I know I'm an old soul, but...
I'm just
saying
that, and then give me a call tomorrow, because I want to get to the last two people here, because I also have another reading I got to do that I already paid for, and I told him to hold on until I get done with the show, and she knows I have a tendency to stay on longer than I should, or as long as I should, let's put it that way. We've been more positive about it, and say as long as I have to be on here, because I want to take care, I want to sit there and make sure everybody gets to, but I'm just saying with you, call me back and give me a half hour tomorrow, and I'll explain some things to you about baths and that kind of stuff. Personal experiences where you can actually attract more abundance too, okay?
Okay, give me the phone number one more time.
Okay, the number is 937-838-6337.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm trying to... No, that's wrong. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. I just lost something. I hit the wrong button. Don't you hate when you hit the wrong button? Hello? 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 Hello, hello? What's up? What are you doing? Is anybody there? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? 610-610 area code. You are on the air. You're going to get in the archives, man. Come on. Hello? All right. Hello? One more hello, and we're going to have to go to the other person. Okay. Hello? Hello? Did you fall asleep? Okay. Oops, that didn't work either. All right. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Thank goodness.